to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello?
Bless her heart, she can't add two and two, but she got a great body, and I'm taking her home.
Hi there.
God, you're ugly.
Yes.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Red, just like a fire truck.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Yes, sir. Large and in charge.
Suck on that, losers. You can suck this.
Get ready for some hot, hot fun tonight. The Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Hooters of Rockville. 1471 Rockville Pike. Hot, hot fun. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, beautiful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don. Mouth-watering Mike. Bodacious Bud. Red Hot Rock. And John and Joe. Your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m. So come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Welcome to the nationally syndicated Don and Mike Show, where we always give you the laughs you need on the eights. Sharing, a man whose agent isn't vigorous, and he invites you to come use his pool anytime. It's Michael Ford as the tightest DJ in America, Don Geronimo. And he did and really works it a lot. He's the inventor of the world-famous Little Mikey Burger. And he can have a panic attack at any moment. He's Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara. And Mike O'Mara. With sexy, swingin'est music ever to grace a glass-closed room. He makes men cry and women swoon. It's Michael Wilson and and as a junior apprentice producer, he's a wife-beating Nazi and a real-life Donkey Kong. It's Robert Wadham Speedwagon. Also featuring an Asian stone who has many parameters and the best face British actor around. Episode of John and Mike is brought to you by Marks. Now, coming to you guys from the world down from my headquarters in fantastic Rockville, Maryland, broadcasting rich Corinthian reverb, here's John and Mike! Oh, let's hear it for them!
Like that one.
I know that's like nails on a chalkboard, but that's a favorite.
Well, it's exactly what we were looking for.
Running the risk of pissing off the guy yesterday who had his name mentioned.
Right.
I think that's my loyal listener, Glenn Darren.
Yeah. And if it's not, certainly let us know.
Screw off. Or screw off. Either way, it's a good one. I know. Huey Lewis today to start the show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, look out, look out. Everybody's looking for
hello.
Hello. Right
there.
You can have it. You
can have it. Hello.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
We appreciate it.
The perfect love.
How bad you want me to get, Jack?
What?
If I get any worse.
first, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Whatever that means, Eden.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
Cut the jibba-jabba.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
That's Chris Hansen.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
You can suck this.
Not bad.
Suck on that, losers.
That's just not nice.
Fancy dinner together.
Thank you.
Look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's just bring ourselves in. And
now, ladies and gentlemen, here.
Big Ed McMahon, and you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday, 1018, on 6, it's October 18th, 2006, one phone number, 24 lines, no waiting from anywhere in North America, even Canada, call us at 877-365-3636. Can't hear us on your computer. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and right there we come out of the speakers. You can send us the fan mail. I want to talk about that because the fan mail's been arriving already today.
Oh, we're excited about that.
We'll start with some fan mail. You can email us, DonandMikeWebsite.com. And also the iTunes thing is there for you. Click on the front page of our website. It'll take you to iTunes and tell you how to get the daily download of the show. So there we've covered it. The phone number, the intronet, the email, the iPod.
All the ways that you can communicate or we can communicate or we can, you know,
the phone number
there.
Thing. And the Reno-style show tonight.
Oh, boy.
Doing a live show tonight. We're going to be at Hooters of Rockville.
Who's excited? Buzzy's excited.
I'm excited.
Buzz is clean. That's tonight, 8 o'clock at Hooters of Rockville. It's the Reno. I'm going to fade that out early. That's the Reno style show.
We certainly look forward to seeing all of you there.
Yes. It'll be big fun.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start with we got the summer ratings today.
Yes.
And we are in sixth place.
Yep.
And
there it is, right there.
We have already been, and we're fine with it. We've been hit with an absolute deluge, a monsoon, a tsunami of emails from loyal listeners who have said, apparently they thought because I guaranteed that we would do better this book than last book, that apparently the show would end today.
That we'd be folding up our tent and moving out of town.
No, we are.
It doesn't work that way.
I should go turn my car off.
No, that's it. We're done. After we're done talking here, we're done.
That's the announcement.
Yes,
that's it.
We're done.
Listen, I take my guarantees very seriously.
I know, Joe Willie.
If I am mad at some guy on a website and I guarantee that we're going to do better in a rating book and we don't do better, well. You know what? I'm the type of guy that says, okay, you got the best of me. Bye, everybody. Really? And bye, Mike.
So long.
You too.
Yeah, no, I just want to say farewell as well.
Rob?
Well, I can go with or I can stay here. It's your call.
No, come on.
All right, let's go.
Are you a member of the troop or not?
Damn right I am. Let's go. Why are we still here?
We're walking out on the man then, right? Or no, we're walking out.
I'm done talking.
We are the man. Okay. It would probably be smarter to turn the microphones off, right?
Well, when we're done once and for all, have you polled everybody? You didn't ask Buzz.
Well, he's with us.
Yes.
Aren't you?
Yes.
It's been fun, but we're out of here.
Yeah, he's always...
give him his chance to say his goodbye.
I know, man. He's like, you know, in Ocean's 11, he would be the guy who's always there. He's always in. Buzz is always in. If there's hot action...
I'm in.
It's Buzz is in.
It's been real. What about the two guys in the back room?
Screw them.
But are they welcome to join you if they choose?
Are they well... I know one of them as well, and I'm happy about that.
That's true.
Yeah. John's ass surgery has gone very well.
He has better color than he's had in a month.
We just had, looks like a baby's bottom, and that really is what John has been going through is, he's had elective surgery.
To put in an extra one.
Well, I thought it was.
I don't know why, but
I thought it was originally to make his look silky smooth like a baby's body.
Now that was the first plastic surgery,
because it was so disfigured,
and that's when he required
from
another
the years
one.
Of abuse,
hideously disfigured,
hideously. His ass looked like a kid's face in mass.
Rocky,
I am not an animal.
Okay, stop.
I'm sorry, we're entertaining. Oh, we shouldn't be.
Anyway, let's see. The magic of doing this show is that there's always something written down. Let's go to our website for Wednesday, September 20th.
Okay, fine.
I'll read you exactly what it says. We got our first, and this is where, it's repeated back what we say on the show. This is what I said a month ago. We got our monthly rating trends today. These don't count until next month, and we drop back a little bit. And Rupert is crowing about it on his site. Don is guaranteeing we're going to do better in the summer book than we did in the spring book. We moved from third to sixth. That's a one-month trend, a trend. The real numbers don't come out till next month. Rupert is wound up about this. Rupert and his girlfriends are going to have to wait till the real numbers come out to break balls. Why do you think Rupert doesn't post the numbers for the money demo 2554? Those are the numbers that advertisers look at.
Yeah.
And those numbers were a tenth of a point behind the news station. And that is smaller than the margin of error. Eat one, Rupert. Don is guaranteeing that we will be number four in the next book. Without this show, Rupert and his girlfriends have nothing to talk about. They need us. Then anyway, it goes on and on about how we're the top biller, which is true.
Have been for a while, yeah.
You see,
Jim, I mean, a long while.
Jim Farley, be careful. He's coming after your big fat ass.
Well, you know.
Don is challenging the losers who post on Rupert's site to call in. We know they won't because they're cowards. Anyway, so that's what I said. So here are the ratings. And you decide yourself. All right. So we're in sixth place. And that don't suck. That's the beauty pageant part of it.
Six points, I should say, in the beauty pageant is where we are now.
We went from a 5.2 to a 4.7 in the summer book. That's down half a share.
Right.
So, we'll live with that. And
got to. We have no choice.
Golly, I sure am ready to bend over and take it from everybody who lives and
breathes. Take the gas pipe.
By everything I said. But I stand by my prediction that I made in April, that we would be back to number one by the end of the year. And we will be.
There we go.
I mean, when you look at the fact that our radio show, back in January and February of this year, was rated as low as 18th.
Right.
Overall.
That was scary.
And the fact that
that was a scary time. That's when the suits began to hover like vultures.
Our loyal listeners got, for the winter ratings, we're 15th place.
Mm-hmm.
Spring ratings, 4th place. So now we've gone from 4th place to 6th place.
Yeah.
Well, boo hoo. You know, we're okay. I seem to be the only person that's remotely upset about this because I ran my mouth. Everybody else is great. We have nothing but emails and phone calls from all the dickwads at this company saying, oh, yeah, great, 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 great.
Everybody is happy because
it's true.
Well, when we talk about it, we do have to talk about what we are known for and which we have held on to for years and years. And, that is not the beauty pageant, and we did very, very well in those demographics, and we're very happy about that.
We're number one.
Well, the suits are very happy about that.
We're number one in every male demographic.
I mean, there you go.
Yeah, the one advertisers care about, adults 25 to 54, men and women.
Both.
We went 6.8 to 6.5. Went from second to third.
Pretty steady, though.
That's a successful goddamn book. That's a great ratings book. You want the list of all of our number ones? Oh, my goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's do it.
Right, because as you know, I predicted that would be it. You know, we'd have a bigger book, or else.
Mm-hmm.
This is the or else.
Or else we tell you.
This is what we're going to have to live
or else, hey, we've done this forever. We do this. We tell you whether it's up or down, good or bad.
Hey, listen.
You know what this is, really? You know how I look at this one? This one I look at is, all right. You know, I mean, it's not falling off the cliff, and it's not climbing the top of the mountain yet.
You know,
that's fine. We're going to be there.
As someone with much more knowledge of this than I said to me today, look where you guys were 8 months ago. And I said, yeah, but I ran my big mouth. And they said, well, listen, you know, keep running your big mouth.
Keep running your big goddamn mouth. That's why all the big mouth breathers keep writing and keep listening.
Well, and it gives people something to watch and something to talk about and something to break our balls about. I like it. I enjoy it.
So you should know that in the overall beauty pageant, all people 12 and over, and God, we're not doing well with 12-year-olds.
Ouch.
We really aren't.
And we're not.
We're in sixth place. Now, adults, 25-54, that's your money demographic. Third place. I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
We're behind the hip-hop station, the news station.
For now.
All right, Farley. That's fine. Your big hemorrhoid ass is in front of us right now.
That's true.
That's fine. Let's go to, men. Well, or people. What do you want, men or people?
Men.
How about, men? All right, men. Number one. Well, this would be every male demographic.
Well, what the hell were we hired to do?
18 to 34.
Right.
Number one. 18 to 44, number one.
Mm-hmm.
18 to 49, number one.
Right.
18 to 54, number one. 25 to 34, number one. 25 to 44, number one. 25 to 49, number one. 25 to 54, number one. And finally, all males from 18 until 54, which is all the ratings company cares about, we're number one.
Those are all adult males.
That's it.
You're right. We can't go on with
adult male dolphins. So then, let's see. Mm-hmm. We've got that, and then there's other stuff like 18 to 34. Well, now that's a great number. 8.8.
Right.
That's persons, right?
Nice.
Number one. That's number one. So this
wait,
is
wait, 18 to what?
18 to 34 persons, number one.
Thank you, young people.
So, you know, this is why I'm in a bit of a got my underpants in the back of my throat right now, because I ran my big mouth. And everybody's calling me today and saying, hey, this is really great. You guys are overperforming the station by 200%. You know, this is really super. You should be so happy. These are great demos. I know you're down a little bit, 12 plus, but who cares? Everything's great. You guys are kicking ass. This is like 8 months in a row. You guys are really on a roll. And all I could think about was, well, I said we'd do better.
Yeah.
Now, I got a conversation.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Got the conversation today.
That's what you're going to say. You got the conversation.
Well, it almost was with one of our friends from New York.
Okay.
Who shall remain nameless.
All righty.
Okay, but you know, I'll give you a hint.
There, that's my hint to you. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
So, he's going to love that.
Right.
He was one of them. He calls and he says, hello. I'm bad at impressions. I'm not Mike.
Right.
He says, hello, how are you? And I said, oh, down a goddamn half point. And he said, hey, what's your effing problem? You're on top of the effing world. You're number one in men. You're number one in men. That's all we care about.
it's true.
It's the other. And then I said to him,
we start messing with the beauty pageant.
I said to him, well, I got the whole thing. I ran my mouth on the air. And then he picks up. He was on speakerphone. And then he picks it up. And he goes,
good drama.
Why are you even talking about that on the air?
I said, Jesus. That's right. He doesn't know.
No.
He's up there.
First time. He didn't know. I said, oh, we've always talked about it. He said, that's dangerous. That's really, really dangerous.
Hello.
I said, we really trust
you. Welcome to our show.
In this regard, we know what we're doing. I mean, because...
But it also, you like the competitive thing. Yeah. I like the competitive thing. And, you know, it puts a little added pressure on us. And that makes it... I think that keeps the edge. I like that.
I don't know any other show out there that's on the air saying every day, we want to be number one rated.
Right.
And we're not number one rated yet,
but we want to be
number one rated.
I have never heard any other show really cut right to it and give the specific numbers.
The numbers.
I haven't.
You do.
I've heard some spin... I've heard certainly good, you know, when good numbers come in, but I've never heard all of them good, bad, and ugly, and that's what we do.
We do when we have
to eat crow.
So, well, you know, we're not eating crow except that I said that stuff, but, you know, too bad. You know what else I predict? I predict I'm getting a foot of snow tonight. I guarantee it.
Or else.
Or forget about it.
Or else.
I don't know.
So anyway, I came in today and back there was like 15 emails already.
Right.
You know. Because the internet people had already been getting together on this, and it was like, oh my God, what's I going to do?
Lather about it?
They were very positive emails, fans
right.
of the show. You know, are they going to do a show today? Are they going to address this? How many, hold on. It's not like when the show was in 18th place.
Yeah, but we addressed it when we were in 18th place. Since when do we not address it? We address it. If we're going to talk about being in 18th, 15th, 14th place, we're certainly going to tell you when we go back to 6th place.
I still think this is the hottest goddamn show in the city.
Yep.
I think that we're screwed for a couple of reasons that I can't discuss.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the hardships that we live with.
Like, what are you talking about?
You know, no, I'm not even talking about. I'm talking about our friends in Laurel.
Ah.
The people at the...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what?
We can't.
Yeah, that's right. That's right in City Hall, brother.
So, onward and upward. Really, I think the show will be back to number one by the end of the year. And here's the thing the guy in New York was getting on my ass about. Said, once he calmed down, he said, you know, if your show is number one in the demo, you know, if your show is number one in what we hired you to do, in every male demographic, you're number one, why are you the only guy that's focused on something that people only cared about 20 years ago? This overall number.
Right.
And I said, well, it's the way that I am, and it's still, to me, it's the greatest achievement in radio.
It is.
Even now, as splintered as radio is, and I'm not afraid to get on the air and say, I think we do a goddamn great show every day, despite what I say on the air to our callers. I think our listeners are fantastic and loyal. And this is the number one radio show.
It occurs to me... No, I can't say that. Jeez, I realize we're talking
even
about...
Even though Arbitron says technically it's a number six radio show.
No, I just... I encourage all people to listen harder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies...
Yep. We need them to listen a little harder, Mike.
Ladies, we love you. You know we love you.
You know,
you might be confused. I think, shut up, Rob. You think we might not love you, but we really do love you.
The men are pulling up their end.
Right.
So... Anyway, there you go. There's my big concession.
Everybody here at Misogyny Radio.
Get on the internet right now and just start typing until your fingers bleed. And make sure you spell my name, D-O-N-I, with an exclamation point. And make sure you write, I swear on my wife's casket, I've not looked at anything. I won't look until the end of the show, but I guarantee there's going to be all this... Told you this is the end of their show. They do the same things every day. They're so old. They're falling off the face of the earth. They're not relevant anymore. This guy said these bold statements. He can't back them up. They suck. Okay. You know what? Eat me. Here's the thing. No balls. No balls. You got what I'm saying?
I do.
Everybody understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, the little cactus flowers out there.
Ain't nobody out there undefeated.
Little prickly flowers.
Last time I checked, Michael Jordan didn't score every time he had the goddamn ball.
Right.
And yes, that's right. I'll equate myself to Michael Jordan. Why not? I guarantee that I could go to the NBA and win four championships in a row. Not three, four.
Or else.
Forget about it.
Or else.
Why you?
No. Anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. This is a really very good summer ratings period, and we're looking for big things in the fall. So thank you. It'll be a nice springboard.
Yeah, this is one where we have to say thank you, because we did appreciate the support this time around, and you're still there for us, and we do like that.
So, yep. Those are really good numbers, despite what you might hear me say.
Despite the bravado.
There you go. So
the bravado.
That's as close as you're going to get me to eating a humble pie.
Bravado.
You're only going to get the humble pie.
I like that. I mean,
we stumbled out of the top 10, baby.
I like the way you did it, though. Yeah. It was a matter of fact. And you know what?
You got to just deal with it, Mark.
For those people that when we get to, you know, to be number one, when we crow about it a little bit, remember this, okay, that we have these shows, too, where we tell it like it is. Because I don't want any bitching if we brag a little bit.
Say,
all right?
Tell you what, though. We're still the goddamn stars of this POS radio station.
Oh, my God.
No doubt about that.
That's for sure.
Why don't they just rerun Opie and Anthony's first 2 hours instead of Bill O'Reilly?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'd rather hear 2 hours of a radio show that was just on the air, that's a good radio show, mm-hmm. that can pull ratings, other than Bill O'Reilly. But Bill O'Reilly's not our problem.
I mean, if you were sitting there programming CBS television on Sunday morning, would you put Meet the Press on and then immediately have, or which is CBS is Face the Nation, isn't it? Would you put Face the Nation on and then have Mad TV come on afterwards?
No.
It just doesn't work.
I would. It's a personal thing. It's just...
No, but radio's totally different. Radio, you do have to have synergy. You do have to have some, some complimenting shows. You really, really do.
You want to be very careful that this is, that we don't come off, because what we're not doing is...
No, I'm not blaming anybody.
Making excuses.
No, it's the same crap we dealt with when we were number three.
It's kind of what you get when we get knocked off just a peg, but I feel that we really need to jump back up and just pull it out and kind of give everybody a shower. You know what I'm saying? It's at that point that I have to point out that even though we're here going, woe is me, we are outperforming our radio station by 129%. Without fail, we are the most listened to show on WJFK FM anytime, any day part. You can add the other day parts together, and they don't add to the people who are listening now.
Right.
So for that, we thank you.
Yeah. We do appreciate that because we know it's not easy all
course,
the time.
Of course, it's not, it's not really tough to make that statement when you're working on a radio station. And like 8 hours of the day are either filled by BS political crap or reruns of stuff that's just been on 10 minutes ago. Although I just advocated running a rerun that had just been on 10 minutes ago instead of Bill O'Reilly.
But that would be a better alternative.
There I am. All over the place.
It would
Jeff.
Be a better fit.
All over the place, because I'm destroyed. I am destroyed.
But I think the clear message is we stand alone on this show. We always have, and, listen harder. Absolutely.
How do I console myself? Oh, only the wonderful emails from Michael Hughes.
Was he sweet today?
Well, Donna Knight show continues to dominate where it matters most. Cool. like he's got a clue what we're doing. Where's that CSI commercial, you big dummy?
we're waiting on. Still waiting on the word for that.
Yeah.
All right.
We could call him today. Today might be a good day to call him. Yeah.
Say we need that commercial to kick us over the top.
Yeah. Remember we had a contest with our listeners to have a homemade TV commercial made. It was up on YouTube. We picked one. Gave the guy $500. We are buying the commercial time.
Hi there,
Michael.
Very good.
He knows who we are.
Hello. Hey, that's a good sign. You're listening.
We are buying the time out of our own pocket.
We are in
bum FVA.
Right.
To buy a time to run this commercial. Just because it'll be funny to see the commercial on cable TV.
It will.
Michael Hughes, the general manager, has told us that the company would buy a spot adjacent to the beginning of CSI, which is,
We couldn't be more excited about that.
Hot show, great buy for an ad. What's the status on that, Michael? Maybe as you've heard of saying, even though you've sent wonderful emails and everybody else has called, I apparently am the only one upset that we were down one half of a point today, and we need something that will...
You are the only one upset.
You're goddamn right. The only one that runs my mouth about it.
Not exactly.
No, Mike, you don't care at all. I called Mike today, and Mike said, "What's an Arbitron?"
That's what I've always said for 20 years.
Mike said, "Listen, I am up to my elbows in hot dog buns right now." You want to talk about...
No, tell the truth. What I said when you called was what I always said. Who is this?
How did you get this number?
How did you get this number?
Michael.
Sure.
Sure what?
Is the answer yes?
The buyer is working on it.
The buyer's working on it?
Yeah.
And you, when might you have a word on that so
we're encountering a show that obviously does very well and is in high demand, particularly during...
Does it cost too much?
These heated political races.
It costs too much.
Probably early December.
Waiting list. Early December.
Will it be on during the fall ratings period?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, then we'll get our ship going.
That would be important. So you are going to wait as a company until the political stuff is done for the price to come down a little bit.
Well, it's more of a question of availability.
Availability.
But I'm sure if you've got money, you could push past.
That's the way it works.
Price.
Yes. I mean, you could actually jam yourself right in there if you want to pay a premium.
Tip
the maitre d'.
Just want to make sure that everything there is on the UP and the UP.
Yeah, no, not the repeat.
So, how are things going, Michael? How are things with you, general manager?
Let's do an impromptu Ask the Manager. He's here right now.
Well, that's the first question out of the box. How are you, Michael?
I'm fine, thank you. You guys?
How's everything going? No, this is your interview.
I know how Don is. Very pleased with the summer book.
Yeah, I mean, forget the numbers for a second. If I could tell you really how happy I am that we are in our brand new studios.
Ah, that's good. Yes, it's overdue. Well, glad you're doing that publicly.
Every day, we all come in and we say, isn't it great working here? And I got to tell you, besides the fact that the equipment is finally top grade and that...
No snafus.
Everything works great. The best part, really... is never seeing you.
That's a lovely thing to hear.
So thank you.
That's a lovely
so thank
thing
you. I mean, it's really...
Well, what it is, Michael, it really is a thank you. It's a thank you from
the
Don.
The fact that you've allowed us to annex the show to a private...
Now, don't single him out. You should say there are a lot of other people you don't see every day.
You and... And all the other guys that made it happen. But just the fact.
We're eternally grateful, Michael.
Yes, we love it.
Well, you're welcome, but you're missed in Fairfax.
No, we're not.
I think we are.
No.
I really do. I have to agree with him. I think we are.
I don't think so.
We get to see Rob every once in a while, so.
Yay, Rob!
Yay, Rob.
So, overall, for you as a manager, how did this ratings book look for you? I mean, with all the stations you manage.
It was one of those rare occurrences where, fortunately, everybody was up. So,
Everybody's up.
That's a good thing. All your radio stations looking good.
They are.
Very good.
Really, I thought JFK was flat.
You know, where it matters most in our mail concentration down.
Okay. All right. That's good.
All right. Good. Glad.
Very good.
You know, I don't care about the beauty contest.
How's your Spanish station?
Yeah. How is your Spanish station doing?
Doing very well. Yeah. Number 5, 1834.
Do you speak any Spanish yet?
Un poquito.
Poquito.
That means a lot. During this edition of Ask the Manager, will we entertain a question from the back room?
Sure.
If there is one.
Yes, it was submitted on paper.
Who happened to submit this? We should give credit where credit is deserved.
Joseph Ardinger.
Michael, we have an employee here. You might not have met him. His name is Joe Ardinger.
I've heard of Joe.
All right. His question is as follows. Any raises this year, Mr. Hughes?
That's from Joe Ardinger. Joe writes, any raises this year, Mr. Hughes?
If there are, Joe will be the first to know about it.
Ah, that's good.
Thank you.
Very, very diplomatically answered, as usual.
This open forum is always useful.
This is, you know, ask the manager. That's what it's all about.
That is what it is.
Well, let's see. Oh, I know. Rob was telling me today, a bulletin, that you're letting a talent get away. From your stable.
I'm so glad you brought this up. Michael, this may be the greatest missed opportunity. How could you possibly have let this talent slip through your fingers?
Pat Goss and his weekend car talk show, allowing him to leave our station after 15 years.
Is there a chance that WJFK will survive this defection?
We wish Pat all the best.
Another diplomatic answer. I sure hope you're smiling.
See, for everybody,
I really do hope you're smiling.
Everybody who doesn't know, this guy Pat Goss is a guy who has. He's on some MPP show.
Yeah, okay. he runs a garage and
Motor Week.
And
he's
a car guy.
We've had him on our
show plenty of times.
Very nice man.
I listen to his show on the weekend of him in the car. I mean, what guy doesn't like listening to a guy talk about? Oh, I guess I shouldn't say that, being as you were not able to retain his services.
You used to listen.
But I used to listen to him. So
did we lose Bonnie too?
Yeah, Bonnie defected with him.
So now you have more.
And she said it just like that too, just like Moscow on the Hudson. She said, "I defect."
So now you've got,
I defect.
Now you've got more holes. You've got more holes to fill on the weekend on this station because you have no viable programming now on the weekend.
Might I make a suggestion since we have the manager on the phone?
Yes.
The segment occupied by Mr. Goss was a car segment, right?
Yes, it was.
It was a, you might say it was a segment that was designed for the auto enthusiast.
Yes, sir.
I would suggest some homegrown talent, but a rookie talent, someone with a little less broadcast experience. Someone just randomly picked from any garage in the in western Prince William County.
That's pretty much the way they do things already.
I think it would be marvelous, but I mean really an unseasoned individual, like some of the guys that I've had inspect my motorcycle over the last couple of years, and you bring them in and you put them on, and yeah, you might have a guy there that's like a facilitator, like a, you know, a Rob when he did his car show. You have somebody there, but you really let the raw talent on. Somebody that has maybe difficulty grasping the English language.
No, I bet I know what you do. I bet your next move, you'll find some pawn shop out there.
You will find a pawn shop radio.
You will find a consignment shop out there that wants to be on the radio on the weekend on a 50,000-watt radio station. I imagine the great weekend programmer is like, you can call in and say, hi, I've got a mattress that has a stain on one side of it, but if you turn it over, it is absolutely brand new. I'll let this go. My number is 555-HA-HA.
Mm-hmm.
What, Rob?
If we could do, I don't know, just spitballing here, the Leo Donahoe swap shop.
Okay, shut up.
You know, you had to get one.
Would
in
you just
for him.
Stop.
What is it with him? What the hell is it with Leo Donahoe?
Nobody listening to
nobody knows who Leo Donahoe is.
He's a sales guy.
Nobody knows who he is.
What is his deal with Leo Donahoe, Buzz?
What if we keep saying his name?
Hold on. Why? Why Leo Donahoe? What is it? What did he do to you?
He did nothing.
What did he say to you?
He's funny. He's funny and he's short.
Jesus. Stop mentioning his name.
He's even put graffiti on the wall here about Leo Donahoe.
It's not really graffiti.
Well, you put a label on one of the shortest doors we had and you put Leo Donahoe's office.
It's a tribute.
I have no idea where this hostility
Leo Donahoe
is. I thought you'd like him, Mike. He's like a 5 handicap.
He is ratings poison.
Is he?
Yeah.
I agree. People don't relate to Leo Donahoe.
But who can we get to host the swap shop then?
It doesn't matter.
The swap shop.
So, Michael, how long do you think you got
left? Joe?
How long do you think? Here's my final question for Ask the Manager.
One more suggestion before you do that. Since we're talking about shows. Madonna's Kitchen. Thank you.
Now I'm listening.
Thank you very much.
How long do you figure you got in this gig?
I'm sorry, say that again, Don.
How long do you figure you've got in this gig?
Are you asking him what his shelf life is?
Time remaining.
Yeah, what I mean is, you know, until things really start going south. How long do you think you got? You think you got a year?
It's getting better every day.
It's getting better every day.
You think, now I know that you're not a bold man like myself, and of course you might get egg on your face if you were to guarantee that you would have this job a year from now, but do you feel strong enough about your position as a manager?
To perhaps predict that he would be here to the end of our string?
Oh, I don't think he has the intestinal fortitude for that.
I'm not really in the mood to switch ponies right now, even though we don't deal with these guys as much as we used to.
You think you'll be able to keep your job for a year from now?
I just come in and do my best every day.
I was looking for either a yes or a no.
He doesn't want to do what you do. He doesn't want
to. Yeah, I love it here. I'd like to be here. I plan on being here.
He plans on being here.
So do I.
Rob said so does he. Rob just said so does he.
That's a separate issue.
Michael,
you know, they all turn on Rob, don't they? They eventually all turn on Rob.
I always like asking people this in an interview situation.
You know, I'm ready to give Michael a little tip here. You know, your predecessor, Mr. Linewan, had a very interesting strategy in dealing with Rob. He would categorically ignore Rob on the air. If Rob would speak to him directly, Alan would never respond to him, and I always thought that was charming. Just something to consider.
Michael, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Good question.
I didn't hear anything.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I like living in the Washington, D.C. area. I'd like to be right here.
You don't see yourself
I'm afraid we're playing match game. Everybody else has put up either a casket or a CSI table.
Or prison. I put institutionalized.
Not a prison.
I had institutionalized.
Me too. I had Looney Bin.
Yeah. He'll be alive, but it'll be an interesting life.
Looney Bin.
Yes.
So, tell us what Hot Shot Radio deals you've made today.
Anything good?
Big Time Manager, what have you been doing?
I've been looking at a lot of numbers.
Looking at a lot of numbers.
Looking at the Summer Arbitron, it's good news, so I've been sharing that with everybody who will listen.
Man, I know I sound like a broken record when we get you on the show, but how is Cincinnati coming?
Cincinnati.
Remember the Don and Mike show.
Remember you promised us, or not promised.
Or perhaps Fort Myers, which is even nearer and dearer to my heart.
I'm told there are a couple of good markets in the works, but that's, you know.
That's right.
I'm simply a messenger when it comes to that.
Very good. I guess we'll have to take that and run with it.
So tonight's a big drunk night for you, huh? Pressure off tonight, you go home.
Will it be port, or will you be going with a red or a white this evening?
probably a nice red.
A nice red.
A nice red.
Good idea. They're supposed to be healthier for you.
I am a important program director.
Hold on a second. That's
are you ready for this?
On red. Stop it. Are you trying to find the...
Yeah, hold on. I got him in here somewhere.
It's in here. Hold on a second. Here.
Oh, here we go. Here he comes with the red, warm red wine, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. I'll put the card over here if you need it.
Whatever you mean.
Hey, we're all digital now.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
There it is.
There it is.
Change me, mommy.
There
hello there.
Hello there.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
You know, have you talked to yourself yet?
Hello there.
I don't think he's playing.
Michael?
Sure.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
He's not responding to it.
Michael?
The line wants that
cake. This is.
But don't be this way with the tapes.
Hello there.
This is kind of fun. You can talk to yourself.
Isn't this fun?
Isn't it fun?
Just ask yourself a question.
No, not really.
Would you please just ask yourself a question?
It was a few minutes ago.
Just a yes or no question. You know,
hello there.
Hi there. Hi there. So
you mean you want Michael to ask the tape a question?
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
I'd like Michael to ask Michael a question.
One question?
That's all.
Just one question, Mike.
Would you ask yourself a question?
I called him Mike.
Mike Hughes.
Mike Hughes. Mike Hughes talks to Michael Hughes.
Or would you rather, to get out of this, would you rather answer a question from yourself?
That you have the choice, ask or answer. Which do you prefer?
I'll answer.
He'll answer. Okay.
Let's start the conversation.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Hi, Michael.
What cheese do you like?
I didn't get the question.
Oh, what cheese do you like?
One more time.
What cheese do you like?
What do I like?
Cheese. Tell me about cheese. What cheese do you like?
What cheese do I like?
Yes. Yes?
Hell, I don't know. Provolone?
Provolone! Name a good cheese.
Okay, I answered. Aren't I done?
Another one.
Can we go back to talking about Rob's issues?
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I want to sing. Hello there.
This seems to have gone south with the tapes now.
Hello there.
Hello.
He's hating it. Every minute.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas?
Well, Michael, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Michael?
Sure.
Oh, my God. I find an enema clears my mind.
All right, dear. We got a break. We have calls coming in.
Wow.
Congrats, guys. Congrats on the summer break.
You're just not playing along.
Thank you, Michael.
Nice going. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
Michael.
Do you love my glasses?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. He's gone.
Bye-bye.
Make me feel love.
Like the wind.
There he is.
Time for loving.
It's hard. You know, he is a little difficult to read. He stays. He hangs in there.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
And here, this time he was listening and he took the call.
Hello. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello. I hate to ruin your day.
Oh, but go ahead.
Wait, no, this is... Wait, hold on. Of course.
Right.
Of course she's calling today.
It's Dennis's birthday today.
Of course she's calling today.
Hold on.
This is the worst luck woman in the history of mankind.
That's my middle name.
Jesus.
Now, hold on. Why is this bad luck for her?
She's just bad luck.
For us. Gladys Kravitz?
Yes. She's bad luck.
Do you remember how long she's on probation?
I'm not the one that's put her on probation.
I'm ignoring Rob.
I have put the probation of Gladys Kravitz in your guys' hands.
Okay, well, she's violated it now. And
oh, did I hear something? I thought I heard something. Was that a little noise?
I'm hearing something now.
All I know, she's a very loyal listener of this show. She lives in Wichita. She lives. She listens every day.
Didn't she screw up an election? Didn't she screw up an election?
Yes, get over it.
Get over it. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to get over it, Gladys.
What do you mean, like the election with Bush?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did she screw up the election?
She did. Her vote that put him over.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't she call in that day?
Yes,
election day.
Yes.
You called election day, didn't you?
And you taunted.
You called election day. I'll never forgive you for that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, now don't make me feel bad.
No, you don't feel bad because she's evil.
Well, Rob, I know you can't feel bad.
I am not.
You may not call until Easter.
Right. Easter? Easter. Okay.
Oh,
well,
no, wait. Easter.
I just want to tell you all you boys, no girls, so all you boys, and, well, there was a girl.
And
we
knew it was Dennis's birthday.
I know it. But I have a wonderful birthday box being sent.
I bet you do.
To who?
What, to Dennis?
For Joe.
When is Joe's birthday?
I'm so tired. Hush, I've had a sick kid for 2 weeks.
Oh, like we care.
Oh, do you remember when Gladys had her retarded kids fighting on our show?
Oh, that was who's been sick.
He's mentally retarded.
Is it a hangover?
Do you remember when she had her Down syndrome kids on our show?
Yes, Corky Kravitz.
If he was listening, he'd appreciate this.
Remember
He's
that?
Wonderful 16-year-old son.
She had these
wonderful football player.
These two window lickers, really, these two mongos. My God, they had these two kids that were back-talking their mom, sassy.
Horribly
mom.
Behaved. Absolutely.
No, it was just the one.
Is he still horribly behaved?
No, he's wonderful. I have wonderful children.
Hmm. How old are your children?
20, almost 30.
Anyway, she's...
22.
What kind of
19, 16, almost, 14.
I just heard, you know what I just heard? I just heard a half a dozen numbers when I asked you that simple question.
You know what she's like? She's like the typical lady that on the Regis show, when they spin the wheel.
Yes.
Gladys Kravitz.
Excited to be on, doesn't want anyone else to be on due to the greed factor.
Is the absolute perfect woman to be on the Regis show.
Because they're desperate to be on, they're very excited, and then when it really comes down to it, like watching the show and knowing the answer to a question,
Gladys,
strike three.
Gladys, I didn't mean that as meanly as my friend Mike did. I said it with love and affection.
I know, Don, I love you the most.
And that's
I
why
do.
I love you the most, Gladys.
I know. But I love you all. I love
lady.
You.
Well, I would love you, Gladys, if you hadn't screwed up the election.
Yeah. Only you would gobble my gonads.
Well... No, thanks.
Gladys Potter.
There you go. There's the answer. Yes.
Gladys Potter, the gonad gobbler.
How many postcards have you sent into the Regis show?
Never.
I don't think you're telling the truth. I think you're a lying
sack. No, I don't think I've not. I've sent something into the Tony Danza show.
Of course you have.
Because I'm an expert on the movie where, you know, the three guys dress up as women.
What movie is that, Gladys?
Kufung Wu, thanks for everything. Love, Julie Newmar.
You know,
why say, yeah, why say
Wong
Some Like It Hot? Why say the classic?
Oh,
you know, why don't you put in there, put the Patrick Swayze movie in there?
And you know that Danza's off the air, right? But yet you still
is
keep
entering? Is he really? Well, that's
yeah, he was canceled.
He didn't know.
I guess you brought him some luck.
God, you guys.
Well, I've been so busy.
You know, this reminds me of last week's CSI, where there was just a poor woman in the alley, and these thugs just came up and were just kicking her and just repeatedly just throttling her. My goodness sake, you're laying right now in the fetal position in some skank alley in Las Vegas.
You have to realize I do believe that she is personally responsible for losing an election.
Yeah,
where's the witch music?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, my favorite music.
All the hate for you, Gladys.
Oh, no,
darling,
no.
Darling, listen, call whenever.
I will, but I'm sending...
Call, what are you doing?
No, no, no.
Call,
you know what? Yeah, Gladys, I agree. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll wait. You can call whenever you want.
I'm with you.
See,
well,
I know what you
through.
Think. I know that you think.
I don't think.
I know that you think.
I don't think.
She'll call and that she'll set me off,
I don't think. I know. I know for a fact. It could be twice. It could be three times. But when she gets into four or five, if that, trust me. It'll be Gladys, when you were... you know, in our favor.
When
how
was
many,
that?
How many times did you call? Like, what would be your average?
She did call a lot, Mike. That's
probably
right.
Probably at least once a week.
At least once a week.
Yeah. How many times did you play Jeopardy?
Oh, once when I was 40 years old. And now I'm 50.
Oh, you're 50.
Hey, let's play our song. Gladys, Gladys, Gladys. I love Gladys. I love Gladys.
Do you still live in the same house that you lived in when, you know, you were 40?
No, we moved. We moved from from Wichita to a small town. So I started listening to Wichita.
Hold on.
Yeah, things in Wichita.
That's a funny joke. I moved from Wichita to a small town.
You moved from that megalopolis?
Tired of the bustle?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
But, I found you guys one time.
Hey.
The first time I listened to you guys, I was sitting in the car while my kids were at gymnastics.
Hey.
I love you guys.
Hey,
I
remember.
Hey. Come on now.
Are you still dry?
Oh, man, I'm having hot flashes.
Oh, yes. The chain.
The end is near.
The chain.
The
The end is near.
The end is near.
Are you in a, like, Tornado Alley where you live now?
Yeah, always have been.
Okay. You still have to buy tampons?
No.
What about pads?
After birthing seven children, it doesn't work.
You have seven children?
What about pads?
No, nothing. Hey, it's over with.
You really have given birth to seven children?
Well, yes.
Well, why was there a hesitation?
Why are you ambiguous about that, Gladys?
Because three of them are in heaven.
Oh, okay.
That's not a sad thing. It's not a sad thing. Right. I say that lovingly. But I have four beautiful children.
Way to really uplift the show.
And I have three grandchildren, and the fourth one...
Kind of hard to hate her now, huh?
No.
I'm not looking at you, Rob.
I know Rob's got no problem with it. No. I was looking at old softy Mike over there.
No. Not her.
Good luck, woman.
Yeah.
No, that falls in the category of...
Yeah, again, you know what? She brought bad luck to this conversation by bringing that up.
Sure, of course.
Look, someone should cut your leg off. Then we could walk a rabbit for good luck.
My Gladys foot.
Not a rabbit's foot.
Gladys, have you had any good fortune in recent months?
Oh, boy.
No, you haven't.
I turned 50, and they had a surprise party for me.
Yeah, did the house burn down?
And I was very surprised.
Oh, yes.
Has your husband left you?
No, but he's not home very much.
Really? What does he do?
He is...
Has affairs.
In the medical...
Are you going to tell me he's a funeral director now?
No. Or he's a physicist.
He bangs women in Topeka.
He's a physicist.
He's a traveling
Kansas physicist.
He's got some skank in Oklahoma City.
A traveling physicist. Takes all his stuff out of a big suitcase.
Step right up.
You're radioactive.
All these big vagina clamps.
Are you enjoying your time on the show now?
Yes, I am. I feel like I'm just talking to my sister.
And I always like that it's an image that I get, like that we have a slight 5-second delay when Gladys is on the
phone. I feel like I'm talking to my uncle who had a sex change operation.
How many of the youngsters still are at home?
Two.
What's for dinner?
Dude, a pot roast. My mother is here. My mother is here.
Oh, your mother. Oh, yes. there's someone. Is she a dragon?
Yeah, she smokes like one.
Really? What's her flavor? What flavor of cigarette?
Well, remember, you had my mother on
there. There you go. Now we're getting into it. Now you don't answer questions anymore.
Oh, sorry.
What flavor of cigarette?
Oh, gosh, whatever's cheap. I think she smokes Marlboro Light.
Marlboro Light.
Really not a cheap cigarette.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't smoke, so I don't know. But she was on the show, remember, for Mother's Day? She did the tongue twister.
Gladys, we don't remember.
I know you don't. But
Gladys, my love is running out.
Okay.
Oh, don't be foolish. We can keep her on for another hour.
The red light is just going on my dashboard. I need to refill my love.
Does Mom need pads?
That's a valid question.
Does your mom need pads?
She needs those other kinds.
Oh, Mom got the oopsies?
Hey, Mom's 72, and she had 9 kids.
Wow.
So you have to change Mom's diapers?
No. She's very self-sufficient.
Well, I think both you and your mother are to be congratulated that neither one of you died during childbirth.
Yeah, really?
way to hang tough.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to have
Gladys?
Vibe.
Hey, Gladys?
Tell Rob not to destroy the
Gladys. Now she's abusing the privilege.
Gladys?
Yes.
Gladys, love you. I really
love you guys, too.
You know what? Let's put 30 days between our next conversation.
I'll mark it on my calendar.
Okay.
Just like when I used to have my period.
Oh, you're such a kidder. You are.
And weren't those great times?
Weren't those great when you used to listen when you get your period?
She had seven kids.
When was she having a period?
Wasn't it great even just having a period when you were listening to the show?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, I bet it was party time. Rob's right. Seven kids, it was party time when she got her period.
Yeah.
Let's make it 40 days.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. It'd be several. I'll call you whenever.
Call when the pot roast is done.
I'll tell you what.
You cow.
Here you go. Come on. Hey, stop it,
Rob.
Stop it, Rob. That's mean.
I was talking to the pot roast.
That's mean. Gladys, let's make it an 07.
Okay.
07,
well,
yeah.
Can I call you at Christmas time?
See you next time.
Can I just...
Oh, heck yeah.
All right. All right. I love you guys.
All right, call during our Saturday show.
I will. Okay. Right and early.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Look forward to that November 31st call.
Delightful woman. Sat next to her on a hot day.
You effing C-word.
I swear to Christ.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Hold on. She's still there.
You can suck this.
No, you had to get nasty. You had to get mean.
Shut the F up.
Well, I don't say this.
What are you, a moron?
Hey, what a miracle that that phone hasn't found its way into the cradle yet, Gladys.
Bye, Gladys.
Bye-bye.
Shut up.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
Love you, too.
Jeez, I swear to Christ, that's a neck ache right there.
Rob, I understand why you do what you do.
Which is, oh, the beatings? I wasn't going... Well, we didn't say that I beat my wife. We just kept it general.
The beatings.
The beatings.
I love God and Light Show. I tell you what, the being nice in me is worn out, man.
You must
That's
be,
it.
You must be spent.
God damn.
I don't know what the hell was wrong with you.
I felt sorry for the old broad.
That's a miracle. She's impossible to feel sorry for.
I felt sorry for her. She's not been on the show in 6 months.
She's a camel.
Hello, God and Light Show. Hello.
Yeah, this okay. is what she begat.
Hello,
this is what she begat.
Here comes the luck.
Todd and Mike show.
Come on, seven.
My
Hello,
now.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. You are on the air.
It's Gladys time.
Welcome to Chick Wednesday. Only chicks call the show.
Well, I wanted to talk to Buzz.
Hi.
Of course.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yes, you'll be
now, normally when someone says yes, ma'am, you jump right in because you want to talk to Buzz. Right?
He'll be at the appearance tonight. He's clean. He brings a blood sample, and he also brings swabs to clean up afterwards. Anything else?
You sound different on the phone. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Buzz. Talk to
Buzz. Where's that? I wanted to know if Buzz knew where Parsons, Kansas.
Now, hold on a second. We said he's right here. You can talk to him directly. Why don't you address him directly?
Say hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well. You have such a sexy voice.
Oh, thank you. It's nice of you to say.
You're welcome. Do you know where Parsons, Kansas is?
No, but I'm going to look at a map right now.
Okay, excellent. That's where I'm from, and I live in Annapolis now, and I love your show.
Oh, well,
you're my favorite.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's all I have for you.
Thank you.
Let's
you
just get her... keep that our little
Do you want to get her vitals, Buzz? Well, sure. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been called Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Well, that's very nice. That's lovely. Well, thank you for that.
I don't think so. You don't sound like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No. Well, who do I sound like?
Melissa Gilbert.
Mindy Cohn.
Who?
You sound like Mindy Cohn. She's beautiful. Look her up on the internet. She's beautiful.
Beautiful in my eyes.
She's
I'll
hot.
Do that.
She's hot.
Hot?
Yeah, I think she was Miss Israel.
I'll check into that. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
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 Boring.
Wow. You made me.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I wanted to ask Don a question.
Three in a row. God damn it. Three chicks in a row.
Hey, but that's what we need, so this is a good thing.
Yes. 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 Hello, honey.
Ma'am?
She's gone.
Oh.
She am gone.
I'm fine. How
Hello. Oh, this guy's got his radio up too loud. Don and Mike?
Hello.
Yes,
hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Hello there. To you.
Hello there. How are you on this good-looking Wednesday?
I need some information from you.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey.
Yes, go ahead, Congressman Foley.
When are you gonna... Hey, how's Janice, man?
Is this the finger guy?
Don? No, finger guy.
This is not your finger guy.
How's Janet?
How is who?
Janet.
Yeah, my girlfriend, my old lady.
Yes.
Oh, my brother, she's fine as wine. Are you kidding me?
What number would you give her in the sack?
What number I give her in the sack? Same number I give your mama.
Oh! Two snaps up.
How many necks can a redneck read if a redneck...
Billy.
You know,
you just blew it, buddy.
You just deleted that out.
Nobody heard it, so there you go. Screw you.
Not for profanity or anything. The guy is having a real good conversation with us and just wanted to slip in the name of his website.
Yeah.
No.
Not fair.
Listen.
Cheater.
Here's the deal. You come into our world. If you amuse us, you can give a plug.
We've given people plugs after they've done that. We have a very nice call, and then they do it at the end. They ask, though.
No sneaking.
Just don't be a dick about it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don, Mike?
Yes.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Kathy, and I just wanted to say hi. And are you all having a show tonight somewhere in Rockville?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been promoting it for a good long time.
Yes, we are tonight. Hooters of Rockville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention was Mike.
You wanted to mention something, or you wanted to ask? Because the first thing you did was ask a question.
Correct.
So that you said the other thing. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
I wanted to
ask or mention something to Mike that.
I'm so excited.
Weight Watchers is a subject. I'm on Weight Watchers, and I was wondering if he was on Weight Watchers.
Yes, I am, and I'm doing quite well. I'm on Weight Watchers, and it's going swimmingly.
I was talking
to Don about it before the show.
Hold on, we got a break. We'll follow that up when we come back from this break.
I'll tell you, if you listen through the break, through the commercials, ma'am, I'm going to tell you I've got an interesting new Weight Watchers plan that I tried last night.
Oh, great. Okay.
Stay tuned. Okay. Hang up and listen.
Okay. Bye.
I'm sure you'll like it.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All
right. Very excited about it.
Bye, fat-ass. So, let's do this. You know what we should do right now? Too late. Yeah, we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were.
Right.
That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown them. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
The Don and Mike Show.
There he goes.
And he left.
Broadcasting from a studio made entirely of chocolate. The Don and Mike Show.
My man, Denny Green. We got some stuff we taped off TV today. They had a montage of some of the best coaches going off. I got a tape of Ditka saying to that guy, "Your IQ is zero."
They have any of our buddy Jim Mora?
Yeah, they got the famous playoff.
He sounds like such an uber nerd when he says that.
I don't know if they've got the one that we've got about. You know, we played like diddly squat.
We suck. We stunk.
They've got another Ditka cut where he's screaming at some reporters going, I don't play the game.
You know, it's so nice to see that great NFL tradition of coaches is being upheld by guys like Denny Green. I think it's great.
Going nuts. Okay, hold on. Here's just a little bit of this. Here's some coaches going nuts.
Hello. You play to win the game.
Oh, Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards is the Jets.
This is a great one. This is a great one.
You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out.
We've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game. And I'm highly critical because of the way we give games away. We give them away. Period.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. The second half, we couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball and went down and got points, we got our totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half.
I think it is totally ashamed, totally embarrassed.
There's three quarterbacks on this football team. Whichever one starts, whichever ones don't, we'll back them up. Period. Cut and dry. It's nobody's concern but ours. Nobody's. Next.
Yeah, injuries from the game.
Talk to the trainer. Next.
All right,
Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care?
Next.
Good. Okay. If you were 2-7, you'd be in a bad mood, too.
I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, get out. Okay?
Jim Fossil last year.
Going to the playoffs. Okay? This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Yeah, that's the nerd.
Great tape.
He is so nerdy in that one.
Some great, great tapes.
What's so great is the awkward silence, because you know what those little interview rooms are like, and when a coach really goes nuts, and there's just zero noise in the background because, you know, they're scared. This man's going to kill us.
And the more I watch the Danny Green one, the more that they are really afraid of him as well.
Oh, yeah. he's because he's reacting to a completely innocuous question.
And there is one very brave guy. You got to watch the clip all the way through. Maybe you get it on YouTube because they don't show it on ESPN anymore. As he's walking away, Dennis Green, after he hits the microphone and drops the S-bomb and everything, he's walking away, some guy says, "Thank you, coach."
I didn't hear that.
Very.
I didn't hear that.
It's just a whimper right at the end of it. Thank you, coach.
I was watching on YouTube. I just put in arguments, sports arguments, and they're the greatest, maybe baseball one. You know, we've had Earl Weaver, but it's Lou Piniella when he was managing the Seattle Mariners, and it was a call that went against him that tied the game, made it go to extra innings, and he goes absolutely out of his mind. And he is, I think, the most famous for the base throwing, where he'll take the base out and throw
it up and
yeah, minor league managers have done that before, but there is nothing better. There is nothing better in sports than when they lose it a little bit.
All right. I know. Hold on, Mike. Before I ask you about eating.
Yes. You don't need to.
No, I do, because it's something I wrote down.
Well, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to give you the entire day, because I don't think I let you know everything yesterday with my morning.
Please do. Yeah, you know, the company, I should mention one last thing about the ratings, and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
The summer ratings will be replaced by the fall ratings,
yes,
which will come out in January, so we'll talk then. The company has requested that, now we're not going to break now across the country.
Okay.
We are not going to break.
This is not a break.
But they've requested that when we play this thing right here,
the Don and Mike Show,
that we stop saying we're number four or we're number six or we're number seven, because, again, now I just got another email from the company. Please stop with this. It is giving a conflicting message.
Yeah.
Because according to them, I mean, you know, their spin on this, and it's not a spin, it's the fact from 18 till 54, we're number one in 17 different male categories.
Yeah.
This is a rating book that they think, as far as men go, might be the strongest rating book we've had in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought is, wow.
Well, it is true, but it isn't spin. I mean, I understand where they're coming from.
So they're saying, why are you running something saying that you're...
But we're focused on the beauty pageant.
Right. Anyway,
which really shouldn't be, but we are anyway.
So that is that. So there you go. They are listening up at the corporate. At least today they are.
Right.
So let's say hi to our friend up there.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, friend?
Hello.
Now, two things.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Hello. Now, I'm really an absolute AA certifiable moron. This story is not embellished by me by one stinking iota.
Okay.
2 days ago, I locked myself out of the house. Had the locks changed.
Mm-hmm.
Locked myself out of the house. Had to go all the way up to the neighbor's house to get the key. Neighbor lives about a half mile away. Walked back down with my dog. This morning, same thing.
You locked yourself out again?
5:20 a.m. Now, listen what I had to do.
But you got brand new everything.
Well, I did, but I don't know how to do this without boring you with an explanation that I don't know if I can translate to the radio. The door that I had the lock changed on, my front door,
mm-hmm,
had been a handle.
Yeah. I understand
rather
exactly
than a doorknob,
right,
because it was made for my in-laws, mm-hmm, who were both, it needed like handicapped accessible stuff to get in and out.
Right.
So that broke, and it was replaced with just a doorknob, which now locks like all doorknobs do.
Mm-hmm.
The handle part of the door never really functioned as a lock. It has a deadbolt on top of it.
Okay.
So what I have to do now is when I get up in the morning to go down and get the newspaper, let the dog out, I got to remember to unlock the bottom part of the door.
Right.
So
along with the deadbolt. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
This morning, because I'm stupid, 5:20 a.m.
Sleeping.
I undo the deadbolt.
Gotcha. I know exactly what you did.
Let the dog outside.
I've done it myself.
Go get the newspaper. Come back up. And, you know, it's like this.
really? Got now, an easy swinging door? Got a free swinging door? Door that closes easily?
No, this thing is just, you know, it's brand new lock, Mike.
But I mean, but the door, like, if you just, like, yeah, if you get forward momentum, yeah, it's going to shut itself.
Yeah,
right?
You barely touch it now, and it's like slammed tight. Like, so I swear to Christ, this is not embellished at all. 5:20, I think. I don't have any other neighbors with keys. I got the extra key from the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
The only other people I know with keys, let's see, my girlfriend has a key.
Yeah, right.
She lives about a half an hour away. Well, I could call her. That's a good idea. Wait, it's 5:20 in the morning. Yeah. I can't go knock on a neighbor's door and say, can I use your telephone?
No.
And then wait and sit
I mean, if you're going to go to a neighbor, don't you have one neighbor that's got the key?
But I got that key from her 2 days ago.
When he got locked out before.
I mean, that's why this is just...
5:20 is like, I mean, my God, I hope they're not gun owners.
It's ridiculous. So, no,
Jesus.
The other day was like 6:15.
Okay.
Today was 5:20.
Well, 5:20 is seriously, you get a rap on your door at 5:20. I mean, a lot of people are going to wake you up with a shock.
Well, she couldn't help me anyway because she didn't have the key. And I didn't want to call my girlfriend and wake her up. She had a very important day. I'll get to that in a second. So what I did was I thought, worst comes to worst, I'll force my way in. I used that little panel thing to get into the garage. So now...
And the garage door, the door to the house from the garage is locked also?
It's, because I'm nuts about safety, it's bolted. It's bolted.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's the door, in this case, the doorknob itself is open as can be, but I bolted it before I went to sleep.
Gotcha.
Now, I'm looking at my cars, and I'm thinking, I've got arms, but... OnStar doesn't work unless you can turn the car on.
Right.
I can't turn the car on because the keys are inside.
Wouldn't it be great if the OnStar could unlock your house?
Yes.
They have stuff like that, don't they?
Here's what I ended up
doing. Don't they have that like with certain security systems?
Yeah, here's what I ended up doing. I think I got a future in BE&E. And for those of you who don't know, that's breaking and entering.
Yes.
I went to my wall of tools and got a hoe. I'm not talking about my girlfriend. I'm talking about a hoe. Big stick
that's
got a big metal thing on the end of it.
Gotcha.
What I did was, I went by the door, and this is a long hoe. This is like a hoe that's about as big as a rake, okay? And I've got my big-ass SUV parked relatively close to the kitchen door.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way the garage is.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do is take the business end of the hoe, the metal part,
right,
and what I'm going to do is actually attempt to pry my way into the door.
Into the front door?
No, into the kitchen door.
Kitchen door that's in the garage.
In the garage.
All right.
So, I start pushing and prying like around the frame of the door, and I can see it giving a little bit, but I'm dangerously close. If I really put muscle into this thing, I'm dangerously close to like denting my car with the hoe because I've got zero moving around room.
Right.
Finally, what I do is I get this hoe and I'm such an idiot. 5:30 now in the morning in my garage.
And I'm, where were Larry and Curly when this was going
on? I swear to Christ, I am pulling on this hoe like, and finally here. And what I've done is I've managed to pull apart on the business side of the door where the lock is, I've pulled apart about a half inch where I can actually see into the house.
Oh.
And at that point, what I do is, because I've always wanted to do this, set down the hoe, get my right shoulder, and go, boom!
First thing.
And I need to tell you, this is the great part. Yeah. I did not knock the door off its frame.
Right.
The door itself is in pristine condition.
Mm.
However, the wall next to the door is a total 100% mess.
Oh, you flung it open so hard it busted through the wall?
Well, here's what happened.
The door frame?
Here, let me explain this to you. Rob, go by this door right here. I'll show you exactly what I did. You see? Open it up, please. You see where the business part of that would be like where the deadbolt would be?
Yeah.
Okay. What I did was I pried out just the deadbolt itself.
Right.
And by doing that, with the angle that I had this hoe in, when I got inside my house, I noticed that the frame from around the door had totally been peeled away.
Pulled loose, right. Pried off.
Pried off.
Yeah. Frame peeled away from the wall.
Absolutely. Could see, rats making families in there. And I could see the...
So you destroy the door frame.
I did. Right. But I got into the house.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem. And I'm sure my girlfriend will end up handling this. But the problem is that in my world, I looked at this and I said, well, on one hand, it's good because I got in the house. I didn't bother anybody. On the other hand, Jesus Christ, it looked like someone just pried the door open.
Yeah, right. Busted in.
What I did was I went and got the pieces of the frame.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, on the pieces of the door frame that I had ripped off, like there was edges of paint and stuff that were still there.
Okay.
But somehow I managed to get the... It was almost like when you break something when you're a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to get them and straighten out the nails that I had pulled when I pulled this thing out of the wall.
Do a quick fix on the door frame.
What I did was... Well, now it's in two pieces, and it's missing a big hunk of the middle.
You got any glue?
But I didn't do it with glue. I did it all with nails.
Oh, you nailed it. Nailed it back together.
Did it all with nails. Put it back together.
How's it look?
Better.
Better. But you still need a new piece of molding.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I already called the guy who's coming over to fix the entire thing. Mm-hmm. But I was so pleased with myself that it was like, because here's how I judge it. First off, does the door still work?
Right.
Yes, the door works.
Okay. Right.
Can you lock the door? Sure, you can now use the regular doorknob part. And as a matter of fact, all I did was rip out the big mechanical part for the deadbolt.
Right.
The deadbolt itself still goes into just like...
It goes into the hole that was left where the deadbolt...
The hole,
where the female end was.
Right. That's right.
That's very good.
Here's the thing in my world, though. After I clean it up and I get out the shop vac and everything, here's how I judge it. I turn around and I just look.
Glance.
At first glance, you wouldn't even know.
Perfect.
And
here's the problem. I think, beauty. I don't have to get this fixed. But I know I got to get it fixed.
Yeah, but it is.
Yeah, you do
and you don't. Yeah.
Well, yes, I do.
Not embarrassing, but...
It's just a dumb thing.
Yeah, but you want to have everything just right, so I know how you are, so you get...
Well, also, I don't want to have an open invitation. It's just coming to my garage and coming into my house.
The little locks that are built into the doorknobs are useless anyway. You're fine with the deadbolt. Don't ever lock yourself out again. Leave the doorknob unlocked.
Well, Buzz, I don't
know. Or you could call the people that would help you with that situation.
Who?
A couple of people known as Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson.
Anyway, I just felt like a total dope about that, because that's now the second time.
Hey, welcome. Notice I broke my deadbolt? Yeah, welcome.
Boom, boom. Second time in 1 week now that I really have done that and felt like an idiot.
What if we get you a house key and we tie it to a shoelace and you can wear it around your neck when you go get the...
That's a good idea.
I can't get into my house.
He's mentally retarded.
Have you ever thought about...
Thank you, Rob.
One of those rock... containers?
Yes.
Yeah. Hide a key. Do you know the rock thing?
Well, here's the thing. There is one of those rock containers somewhere.
Just don't know which rock it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Frida got one.
Right.
I just don't remember before she died which one it is.
This is a question I have for you.
This is a lot of rocks.
Your garage...
Yeah.
It has a lock on it, basically. I mean, it locks when it closes. It's an automatic
door.
It comes down and it locks.
Right.
But you still have, I mean, don't you think you'd hear somebody prying your garage door up if they were trying to get into the house? And
sure, but I got to get it fixed, though.
Okay.
Still, I got to get it fixed. That's the thing.
All right. No, I mean, I was just saying, I was talking about the deadbolt. You know, I was talking about the deadbolt. Do you have, like, a deadbolt and a little lock on your kitchen?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess if you got the lock, I'd lock up tight, too.
And you can hide a key in your garage. Lots of hiding places in a garage.
That's the best solution.
I have now, and there's a tip for every burglar. There is a key somewhere in my garage
now. Yeah, but in order to get to that, they're going to have to pry open the garage door, and you're going to hear them before that happens.
Or is there?
Yeah, right. No, there is, Rob. Trust me. Absolutely, there is. So... I'm going through that this morning, and I'm waiting for the ratings to come in. And in the middle of all of this, today, Janet, my girlfriend, is going on a second interview. I think I told you about a week ago. And I put it not in the most delicate of terms. Mm-hmm. I said she had gotten fired. She got screwed at this last job that she worked at.
Right.
And I'm very happy. Let me write the name of this down. I know. Hold on. Yes. Okay, she got a job at this place today, an executive job at this place today. You ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Everybody's heard of that, right?
Right.
It's a big-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So she called me, and I just wanted to tell her, congratulations.
Congratulations, Janet.
You get to be my girlfriend for a while more.
You like that?
Oh, I love
that. You like the security.
Love that.
You like her being gainfully employed.
You like love
that.
Earner.
Love that.
It's a good
love
feeling,
that.
Isn't it?
Love that about her. Love the fact that, that she got knocked on her ass a week, just about a week ago.
Right.
There's a little pep me up. A little attaboy. Because I was not, I mean, I
you just said she deserves a little pep me up. I'm not sure what
pick
that
me
is.
Up.
Oh, pick me up.
Pick
okay.
Me up. Or
not sure how you were going to congratulate her.
Or pep me up.
Pep talk over.
Push her up. Poke her up. Come on, for goodness sakes. Here it comes, Cinderella. You're
maybe she's out celebrating with her new bosses.
I'm not available.
She's not available.
Anyway, well, she missed it. She missed it. Someone tell her.
For a moment.
Someone tell her that I said. Anyway, and I said this to her in real life. Great job that she had gotten kicked on her ass. And within a week, went out and got not only another job, a better job.
That's go. Wonderful.
A better job. So I'm very happy for Janet. That's good news. Yeah.
That is good news.
So I was telling all this to Mike and everybody before the show and talking about the big show we've got tonight. Hooters of Rockville, our Reno-style show.
Yeah.
Starts at 8 o'clock. Don't cost nothing to get in. Oh, and did anybody see that American Beauty yet? Speaking of my girlfriend.
It's going to be on TNT.
Yeah, she told
they're
me
promoting it. I saw the promo for it today.
Just that argument still goes on.
When he talks about his car and he puts his fist up in the air. I rule.
Oh, that's it, I rule.
Right.
Anyway, that's the bet I'm still talking about with my girlfriend.
Well, the bet, I think so the guy... Trouble. Didn't we get a clip?
Yes, but she won't give it up until
we got,
actually...
No, we got a clip of it. It was definitive when we got the clip.
All right, well, I'll take it off my list. Then before the show today, Mike says... Now, as you know... Mike has recommitted himself to the fitness plan, to the. Hello.
Well, I'm just having trouble with it though. Okay. I mean, I verbally did that, but I, you know.
Hey, would you pick that up?
Well, in fact, I think where we left it the other day, Mike was about ready to give up on the plan.
I
had a bad day. Not yesterday was a bad eating day. Now I should say that today, before I tell you what I did yesterday. Today I got up. I was up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I took the dog out. After I took the dog out, I actually worked out for an hour.
All right,
a solid hour of intense cardio. When I got done with this cardio, I seriously was spent. I usually do a half an hour, but this time I did both the little elliptical and I did the treadmill. I did both of them.
Okay.
So I really, really worked hard today because I was racked with guilt over yesterday. And yesterday was. I really woke up this morning and said, you either give up completely or you get right back on it. And I got back on it because if yesterday, the way I ate yesterday, it could have knocked me out of the ballpark for at least 6 weeks. I could have just continued to eat. And it started with the morning, and I didn't even tell you that.
Can you hold it 1 second?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I think that flashing light was, I think, from my gal pal.
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Miss New got a job?
Yeah.
How about that?
Congratulations.
Yeah. It was my girl. There you go.
Congratulations, Janet. Good job.
Thank you.
Come on now. Seriously, didn't I tell you? You could do it. And you did.
Yes, you did. You were very supportive, and
you
I
did.
Thank you for that.
You bet your ass. You're a smart, talented woman. Those other people treated you like crap, and now, you know, I've not said the name of the place, but I held it up, and everybody knows the place. That's a good gig.
Yeah.
And all the breadsticks you want.
That's right.
For one
congratulations.
Bite.
You will do. I believe that your career at the Olive Garden will be very fruitful.
Anyway, congratulations. And, you know, I just want to tell you, way to go.
Thank you.
Because I had said on the radio when you got fired, and I don't know if that had hurt your feelings or not, but, you know, hey, screw those bastards, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a stepping stone to this opportunity, so I'm very excited.
Screw them if they're listening right now. Janet says, screw you.
Yeah, baby.
Screw you. She got such a better job.
Oh. Sometimes people just can't see the forest through the trees.
Such a nice job. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's such a good earner. All right, I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right, goodbye then.
All right, bye, friend.
Bye, friend.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
Got a break.
All right, well, that's a good... Mike, if you don't mind, that's a good
I want to delay this as long as possible. It's just, you know...
Let me just ask you this before we break.
Is this real? And I'm not busting your balls. This
I'll
is
tell me, you something.
As, you, as your buddy now.
Yes, what?
And I, you know, as I've tried to tell you over the years.
Yes.
I look at Rob like my best friend. Buzz is my buddy, but you're really like my brother.
Right.
And what I
mean, yeah, I would say that's how I would
characterize. And I say that with affection and not in a...
He's a fag.
Different than anybody else here. We have that relationship.
Not in a faggy way.
No, we communicate that.
So I say this to you like not in a busting balls.
It's actually remarkably similar to that. I mean, I have another sibling, and that's kind of what it's like.
In a brotherly way. Mm-hmm. I say, you over the last couple of days have said that you're either going to really commit to it or you're just going to fall off the wagon.
Right.
100%.
Right.
You even yesterday said to me that stopping eating was harder than stopping drinking. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I might have overspoken there. I might have overstated it. I don't think anything's harder than stopping drinking. I'm serious.
That's better.
I'm serious,
now
man.
Now you're back on
Now look,
track.
Now wait a minute. I can go a month. I can maybe go 2 months. But it is tough.
That's a deal breaker, right?
It's tough. And you'll enjoy this. You know why it's tough? Because it's tough for me.
Because it's fun to drink.
No, but it is fun, but it's
I'm
also...
speaking for myself. No, I love it, too.
No, but it's fun. But you know how you always talk about, I'm the gregarious one. I'm the one that can handle social situations.
Right.
You want to know why? I can handle them when I'm, when I've had a couple of cocktails. It's very, well, that's why I think, really, why it was invented. For people to tolerate each other.
Social lubricant.
I swear to God, it's a social lubricant.
What about people like me, though?
What's that?
What about people like me who drink alone?
Well, I do that also. Then it's just fun.
Don't you get along better with yourself when you drink?
You like yourself
some of our
more.
Best conversations when we've both been drinking alone. Yeah, and one of us picks up the phone.
Of course.
So here was
It's
my,
just good.
Here was what I was going to ask you.
All right.
This, because what you said was that you had a bad day yesterday, so then you worked out today. Is today, in fact, the starting point, or do you think you'll fall off the wagon again? And I'm only going to ask you, like, in a 7-day period.
Oh, boy. I think that it's weird because I didn't look at it that way when I worked out today. I looked at it more of making up for last night and yesterday. But, what I have to do is, what I've been doing is hitness. Uh-huh. And I haven't been stringing the days together.
Rob does.
So, but I can't. I've been stringing the days together, and that's where I'm just wobbly. You know, overall, most of the time, I'm doing really, really well. But when I lost real weight, it was because I did it every day. I did it every day, including weekends, and I did it religiously. And I know in my mind, the fact is that's the only way it's going to work. What I don't know is the answer to that question you had for that. Whether I can, because I've said it before, and I'm having trouble. I'm having real trouble with it.
But because at some point
it's cooler, and I love eating. I really, really do.
It's cooler. Oh, you meant the weather? I thought you meant like it's.
Oh, it's cool to eat.
I thought you meant like.
Yeah, man. Cool. Why smoke a cigarette in school when you can eat a Twinkie?
All the kids are doing it.
No, I think that you know what. I
mean, it's the cool weather, man.
You know when you say that seriously, isn't this the way you do it? Like if you go to one of those 12-step programs, when somebody says, "Do you think 7 days?" I said, "You know what? I'm going to have to let you know one day at a time.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to give you a progress
report."
Okay,
you answered. Thank you.
And if you ask me next week, you know, say at the same time. I don't want a specific time when you're going to ask me, but any time next week, I'll let you know.
4:35.
I will answer honestly, and I'll let you know. And, the really best way to do it is for me to, well, do you want to know what I ate yesterday?
After the break.
Okay. I will tell you, I think the best way for me to do it, really to motivate myself and use the show to help me, is for me to start to bring the scale in here again.
Ooh.
To bring in the talking scale.
Oh, brother.
You remember that one time?
Wow.
That was another 40-pound weight loss. It helped me a lot.
Wow, wow, wow.
Now, are the talking ones, are they accurate? Are they accurate?
Well, mate, you know, we don't want to get you... Like, remember I had that dumb sharper image one. It was 20 pounds off, for God's sake.
But I mean, really, that would motivate me.
Yeah.
That would motivate me.
Well, that physician's thing. That one's hard to screw up. That one... That I've got now that the doctor has.
The sliding weights.
You got the little slidey thing on there, and that's really
good. But I'm not going
to
weigh myself the way I do at home. And that's Jay Bird naked. I'm not going to do that.
Can you take your shoes off?
I'll take, of course. Look at these clodhoppers. Of course I will. Of course I will, and I'll take my belt off and probably my pants.
Uh-huh. How about your watch?
My watch.
My watch. I got one of those big P. Diddy watches that I'll take off, too.
Oh, got your filling?
No, I'll do that. But yesterday was... I will tell you what I had.
Is today day one, though?
Yeah. Today I've been religious today.
Okay,
I can tell you everything that I've eaten, and it is all within the realm of points. And you know what? Remember last time when we did the appearance?
Yeah.
And they got all that food they sent in there?
Right. Look
what I have here. I got my little sub, my little low-fat sub that I brought in. And I brought that in because I know that we're going to have food here, and I would be tempted if I didn't have something to eat.
Ah. Okay.
So.
There you go. Well,
and I'm in my car. I've got Kit Kats. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, you've got it under control.
Now, you'll know that I didn't.
I know you don't.
I don't have it under control.
I know you don't really don't have it under control.
Jesus.
We'll be right back. We have to...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's tonight.
Get ready for some hot, hot fun tonight. The Don and Mike Reno Style Show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, audacious Bud, Red Hot Rock, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Big show. See you tonight.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're a goddamn genius.
Thank you.
Retarded Human Shields, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He's mentally retarded.
Right, hey, listen. Big show tonight, as we just mentioned. Hooters of Rockville.
Oh, boy, there's going to be a lot of people out there.
Yay. It's our big We're Not Number One of the Ratings Yet party. Come on out. Tonight, we're bringing back some of our naughty audience games.
Yay!
Yeah, but they don't. No need to call the local authorities.
Right.
They do not involve simulated sex.
Right.
There are no cigars going into places they shouldn't be going into.
Right. Exactly.
There's no boobies. There's no daisies.
Right.
There's no wee-wees.
Mm-hmm.
There's no coolies.
No.
But we are going to use a lot of bad adult saucy language.
So get ready.
And I'll tell you that the contest tonight will involve anal.
But certainly not anything on stage that you will see. You'll hear about it.
Just a discussion. We're playing a game tonight. See you at, there you go, I bet it's going to sell some wings. See you at Hooters of Rockville tonight, 8 o'clock. Don't cost nothing to get in. We'd love to meet you. After Mike and I get done, we'll do like 45 minutes, an hour up on stage, bring everybody up. Then we just hang out for a while.
Yeah. Hang out. We got our little area of the store scoped out. We look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, the problem we had last time we were at Hooters was that because we were walking around the whole night and you know how loud Hooters gets,
right.
The next day, really, we all had that, how you doing? Mm-hmm.
Can we play a game, nicotine?
So tonight we're going to be in a concentrated area, so please make sure you come and find us tonight.
Please do.
Okay?
It's our camp.
Okay, except for Buzz, who will have his own special tent.
He'll have his own space staked out. Pitching it myself.
Buzz, pitching his tent. So, Mike.
I think he already is.
God damn, Buzz gets worked up for these appearances.
He's been looking forward to this for like a month.
What'd I say? So, Mike.
Yes? Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
All right, in case you just tuned in, yesterday was the last day Mike's going to eat bad for at least a week.
Right.
Today started... Again, we're starting the new regime.
Well, I take it one day at a time, and I'm trying to do the best I can.
Gotcha.
Yesterday, I failed miserably, and I told you that I was planning on failing miserably last night when I left here.
Yes, you did.
But I didn't tell you about the entire day, which I called my main eating day. It was actually a very interesting day.
All right.
Maine like the state of Maine.
Mike O'Mara's day.
Hi.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Hi. Well, it started out in the morning. We had Carla's niece was staying overnight. She had to take a lovely little girl to school the next day. And so I got up super early on a Tuesday morning to make her breakfast. I was very excited about making breakfast. And my kids love blueberry pancakes.
Ah.
When I was up in Maine, I'd actually gotten a huge, like, case. I don't know. It's not a case. It was like a cardboard box. Blueberries that I brought back. I gave a bunch of people from the show some blueberries. I'm up to my ass in frozen blueberries. I froze these things. And the night before, you know, right after I got home, I was saying to Sandra, this lovely little girl, I was saying, have you ever tried a blueberry pancake? They're wonderful. I'll make you blueberry pancakes. And when a kid hears that, they get very excited.
Yeah.
So it's about 7:15 in the morning, and I'm in the kitchen, and I made her one little silver dollar pancake.
This was yesterday.
One tiny little silver dollar pancake to test, and then another one with blueberries in it. So she tries the one with blueberries in it, and she didn't really care for that. As a matter of fact, she really wasn't all that hungry. She ate just a little bit of the plain pancake. And I'm stuck with all this pancake batter.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And I don't care how cute the kid is. You know, when you put a little emotion into this and you want to make a blueberry pancake for somebody, you're a little disappointed. I don't know why I took it personally, but I was just kind of disappointed.
Mad at the kid.
I wasn't mad at the kid. It was just I was bummed out that she didn't. You know, she's five, and I expect a five-year-old to react the way I want. No, the five-year-old did not like the pancake. I expected a little bit more. You know, you always say, these are the greatest breakfast I've ever had. You're the best guy in the world. Didn't work out that way.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I guess maybe that started the whole trend of the day. I'm down there. They've gone off to school.
Okay.
I'm in the kitchen by myself.
Oh, no, you didn't.
With a giant vat of batter. And at this point, I took a cup of blueberries that I had sitting on the side, because I was just going to sprinkle them in the pancake for a tester, and I poured the blueberries into the batter. That was the problem.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You can't get away. I poured them into the batter, and that's when also I ate a pancake or two.
How many pancakes?
Four.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay. With maple syrup. They were about... I guess 10 inches in diameter. Diameter. Probably about maybe 8 inches. Well, how big? Wait, I'll draw it. I have to draw it. This is the size.
Sound like big pancakes.
Size of a CD? No. A little larger than that.
That's really the size of a small pizza.
7 inches.
This would it be 7 inches? That would be the size of each pancake.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true.
I had three, including the bulk of the little... pancake, the silver dollar pancake that I made for her. And that sort of set the tone for the whole day. Well, what happened was that, you know, really on Weight Watchers, your day is shot. When you've done that, your day is completely shot.
Most points wins, right?
And what's that?
Most points wins.
Most points wins badly. And I could have probably bounced back, but in order to bounce back, really, after eating that badly, I would have had to starve myself for the whole day.
You had four big pancakes with maple syrup. Let's hear the rest.
And because my day had started so early, I got to Rockville, Maryland early, and I went to a shopping mall, and that's when I told you that I had legal seafoods.
So you had...
And I had a lobster roll. And I had a lobster roll with French fries.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And I had a cup of clam chowder also.
Right.
And the lobster roll was one of the things they say on the menu at this restaurant I went to, is that the lobster roll has, I think, a pound and a quarter of lobster meat in it.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Or it's meat from a pound and a quarter lobster.
Someone should
It's a lot of meat that's in this.
Is somebody writing down all this in between?
I'll write it.
Because John's got it. Okay, because there was four pancakes with syrup. Right. And then
I had a... And then I had the lobster roll.
With fries.
Lobster roll.
With French fries.
With French fries. And you had...
And a cup of clam chowder.
Cup of clam chowder.
And then it was time for dinner after the show.
Okay.
And I stopped at Tony's on my way home.
Tony's.
Now, I didn't eat everything that I ordered. But I ordered the linguine, the spaghetti with calamari.
It's a gas!
The lasagna.
Wow.
And a calzone.
No, you didn't. For one.
Now, Rob, I know you're going, wow, but I mean, really? The little thing they give you of lasagna, it's kind of round.
About as big as your pancake?
It's about as big as the pancake, but it's only about an inch deep. It's still plenty of food.
Hold on.
I ate that, and I had a pasta attack.
Tell everybody what you did with your pizza.
Well, I had the white pizza was off to the side, and I ordered a little bit of white pizza bread also to go along with that, and I used the white pizza focaccia bread, the cockamamie. I used the white pizza focaccia bread to eat the pasta with.
But I only had
2 bites of the calzone. And I threw away the 2 dinner salads that came with it.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No effing ziti? No ziti. And Carla was looking at me the whole time, and she was giving me a look that was just like, you know, I've tried. I've made every effort. Yeah. And she was kind of defeated last night, too. She wasn't really down on me, but I think she was defeated, and I kind of recommitted to her today that I was going to try.
Were you at Tony's, or did you bring the food home?
I brought the food home.
Okay.
I had a couple of pieces of the white pizza bread in the car.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And then when I got home, I ate all of the spaghetti with calamari, which incidentally is not like eating... No, it's totally high calorie. I was going to say the calamari wasn't all that high calorie. But,
yeah, right.
But it was very... I ate most of the lasagna, not all of it, but most of the lasagna, and I also ate the pizza bread and 2 bites of the calzone. It's delicious.
Oh, no, you didn't.
But I seriously thought, I really thought about doing the binging and purging when I got done.
Are you done eating for the day then?
I was done eating for the day. I did not have any... Pat on the back for me. I had no dessert whatsoever. I was simply too stuffed for the gunnels.
For
I was full. To bed, what a day.
Let's go to Buzz now for the recap.
Actually, John has it. John said he'd take it there. All right.
John, would you come on in here, please?
Yeah, it's probably something that should be done live. The pasta at the end of the day was a very significant amount of pasta. When you combine both little entrees that I had.
Got to hear the pasta run down again.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of pasta dishes in one meal.
It was the spaghetti and calamari and also a little piece of lasagna.
Actually, your diet yesterday...
And it wasn't really a little piece of lasagna.
Would have been perfect if you were doing a triathlon today.
I carved up. I did carve up. Yeah. I went out of my mind carving.
How's that ass surgery, son?
Mm-hmm. It's great. You want to see it?
He's feeling great. He's feeling very good.
Today it's called on right underneath my arm.
Here is our webmaster and whatever... What is your job title here, incidentally?
Gopher. Whipping boy.
All right, here is a Yanni now with a list of food Mike ate yesterday.
All right, I think I got it all.
Confirm or deny?
4 7-inch blueberry pancakes.
And most of a silver dollar size blueberry pancake.
Missed that one, sorry. Right. Lobster roll.
Yes.
Fries.
Yeah.
Cup of clam chowder.
Did I explain the way the lobster roll is made?
No.
It's put in a little hot dog roll, but the hot dog roll's got bread on the side.
Hold on.
And it's put in a pan.
More bread.
Well, that's really the way you prepare it. You don't just put it on a sandwich roll. What you do is take what looks like, you know the kind of hot dog rolls that have the bread on the side? They're not smooth on the side.
Right.
You know, they've got the bread side.
You know what I've noticed?
Yeah.
You're very passionate about food.
Well, it's so good. It's such good food. And really, and that's why I said Maine, you know, because really in Maine, seafood. Blueberry pancakes and seafood, it's wonderful. And they butter it on either side and fry it, and then they pan fry it, and then they put the lobster meat in it.
From Maine to Italy.
With mayonnaise.
All right, so John, again, we have?
We had 4 7-inch blueberry pancakes and some silver dollar pancakes to start the day.
Yes.
A lobster roll, fries, and a cup of clam chowder for lunch.
Yes, and a little coleslaw.
Oh, missed the coleslaw.
They put coleslaw on the side, too. I ate most of that.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And then
I did want to have some greens. I did want to have some vegetables.
And dinner.
Potatoes are vegetables.
That's right. It was spaghetti with some calamari.
No, spaghetti with calamari. It's not fried calamari. It's the calamari. It's in the red sauce.
The kind of calamari that's good for
It's
you.
Good for you. It's right. In the red sauce.
Did you and ever then, suck the jelly calzone. Out of a jelly donut?
I did not eat an entire calzone. I might have had 2 bites of the calzone.
2 bites of the calzone.
Some calzone.
Was it a white pizza?
They were pieces of white pizza. It's like very thick focaccia bread with a little olive oil and some cheese on top.
But
no dessert.
No dessert. I might have had 3 or 4 pieces of that.
And lasagna.
But tiny little squares. No bigger than that.
And focaccia bread.
No bigger than that.
No bigger than that.
No bigger than that.
Those are tiny.
Like you'd see a little square muffin. Like a little square muffin. That's all it was.
And lasagna. I forgot that. Sorry.
And lasagna.
And lasagna. Mm.
To bed, what a day. I threw away the salad.
Right.
I threw away the dinner salad.
You had your
greens. Oh, no, you didn't.
Just didn't have any room.
Don and Mike.
Should have probably eaten those first.
Hello.
Hey, boys.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike, I'm a fat ass, too.
Yes,
so
thank you.
I've got a program on the computer that's called the Calorie King.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
The calorie thing, like if you eat the most calories, you win?
No, it's amazing.
No.
I bet you put in the food, and it probably tells you the caloric intake.
Well, but you have to really, you'd have to measure the portions. You have to know really ounces. I do a lot of, when I'm on this thing, for real, when I'm actually watching what I eat, I do a lot of weighing.
Can we just hear what the guy came up with?
Of course.
I took a little artistic license.
Okay, go ahead.
I came up with 10,400 calories.
Oh, I think that's overstating it, don't you?
Probably a little high.
I think that's going on. I think he's
a
little low.
Hold on, stop and think about it for a second.
No, I don't think it's 10,000 calories?
The maple syrup alone.
Well, I'm exhausted today. That's all I can tell you. I am absolutely exhausted.
All hail the calorie king.
Well, did you put the whole lasagna in or just take a little piece of it? He's gone. The calorie king is gone. He's out of there.
Passed away.
For some reason, I'm sweating.
You know, off the top of my head, that sounds about right. If we were playing the Price is Right.
You know, I would say there is an outside shot that you're talking pretty heavy right after
your
that last show.
Your when doubt could have hit 10,000 yesterday.
When I got to the pasta, when I really went overboard, when I went out of my mind, that's when it went crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
And that would be 10,000 if you ate the whole calzone.
That would be... Thank you, Rob.
Be careful.
Thank you, Rob. That's very generous of you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All hail.
Hello. The calorie king.
Hello,
it's me.
Hello.
I have a question about Mike's talking scale. When he gets on it, does it say, whoa, one at a time?
Now, stop it. I don't want any cheap fat jokes.
Stop that now. What time
not acceptable.
What time did your mom? Oh, the guy hung up. You know what? Hey, Joe?
Yes, ban him.
Joe, do it.
I won't take that. I'll take that from my coworkers.
Got it.
And I'll take that from myself.
All right, so it starts tonight, Mike. Or it's already started.
Today I've had a good day today. I've had a good day where not nearly the caloric intake.
You think you worked off 10,000 calories?
I don't think there's any chance that I worked off 10,000 calories.
Be careful with that exercise. It'll work up your appetite.
Yeah, I was sitting there like as I was burping and falling asleep last night. I was saying to myself, maybe really right before bed I should just go down into the exercise room and I should just do a few laps, and I estimated that maybe I should work out to burn off that dinner. Maybe I should work out for about 14 hours.
Oh, no, you didn't.
14 hours straight, and then I'll be fine. I'll feel fine as wine.
All right, Fred.
Yes.
I'm trying. I know you.
I didn't try yesterday. Yesterday, because really, when I had that lunch that I told you about, and the guys will tell you, I come in with the same lunch almost every day.
Very healthy.
I'm usually really, really good at, but the lunch I had, I came in, and I chucked it. I chucked it for dinner because I had a bad lunch. And I said, well, since I had a bad lunch, might as well shoot the wad and go for it, if I can say that.
Yeah, sure you can.
Yes. So I did.
Okay. So you had a bad lunch. All right, so today's the first day of the rest of this week.
Today's the start of the rest of my life.
No, I thought we were only going to go in 7 days.
No, we're going to go one day at a time. But if you want to check with me next week, I'll let you know how it's going.
All right, right on.
Okay.
And I'll definitely try to work on the food, the exercising. Jesus, I hate that. Hate that more than life itself. You get so damn bored.
The exercising.
Do you think you'll keep it under 10,000 this weekend?
Like total?
No, per day.
Oh my God! Yes. Yeah, I guarantee that. Okay. I'll guarantee you that. All right. Let me
or
see
else.
If I can figure.
I can guarantee the rating.
Or else.
Let's see how I can figure out.
Sorry, Pee Wee Herman.
Let me figure out a day when I can do 9,999.
Yeah, I made it.
No, I don't want that last crouton. We can't do that.
One day at a time, Mike.
One day at a time.
Romano, right here. Listen to Ann Romano.
And the pancakes might have been more like 8 inches in diameter. They took up the whole omelet pan.
I think you're over 10,000.
I think I was maybe over 10. That's terrifying to think of that. It really is. It's scary to think of that.
No, you should be
really gross, like amazing. I had really what is served as a normal lunch at lunchtime.
Right.
And I had really not an outrageous, insane amount of pancakes at breakfast.
Right.
At dinner time is when seriously I went out of my mind. I had like an eating disorder eating.
There are people in faraway lands that would listen to that story like it was porno.
And they would cry.
They would.
You know, cry tears.
You have
tears of joy.
Angelina Jolie's baby right now.
Right.
Right. She's going, oh, what a lucky man he is.
Crying tears of joy.
And who, Madonna's new baby.
Yes. Well, to all the, and I know they don't say that anymore, but I will say it to all babies of the third world. I hope you enjoyed that little tale of Manja. Hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did.
They're all rooting for your trash right now, looking for that calzone.
It was at one point really putting food in my mouth when there was really no need
no
for it.
No reason for it.
Just sitting there and just kind of, and really, you know, taking time to breathe, which is very important while you're doing that. Just like, thank
all
you.
All right. That's it.
I got it. I will do better. I will do better.
There's no other way you can do.
What, Rob?
Got a break.
Okay. So do I. I got a break from food.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is the most exciting scandal since the juice was on the loose.
The juice is still on the loose.
Hold on a second.
Hold on there.
Since the juice was on the loose.
This is the most exciting scandal since the juice was on the loose.
Right.
The juice is still on the loose.
The Don and Mike Show. Forever straining at stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I forgot we still had this loaded up.
Yeah, baby.
This is well for Mike.
One day at a time.
Motivation for Mike. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Reno-style show tonight. See what Hooters of Rockville. Don't cost nothing to get in. Love to see you there.
Absolutely.
And Buzz, I see your head over there nodding.
Enthusiastically.
You know, Buzz is like a freaking bobblehead doll.
He is very excited about
that. Start talking about the appearance.
Mm. He loves getting out and meeting the public.
Look, you see that? He's doing a... He almost looks like...
Wow.
You know, Mike, remember when you were a kid? The generic, but before they became the way they are now.
Before they became everybody.
The generic bobblehead.
Just the ones that were...
That, like the Cupid doll face.
Goof right.
Smile. And looked up, you know... And had that porcelain face, and the way that would just go.
He's been like that for a month.
Yes.
God damn,
but today it's the pinnacle. Today he's very excited.
We postponed this, and
Buzz is ready to mate.
So we'll see you tonight.
Yes.
At Hooters. Full report on that on tomorrow's.
We'll let you know all about Buzz's mating habits tomorrow.
Program on tomorrow's show. Maybe you saw this on the Today Show. God, there were two things on the Today Show that I wanted to mention that I did a little research on today.
Ann Curry fashion show?
Ann Curry. Ann Curry, you know, they can give her a story like the Dow hits 12,000.
And she'll use her sad voice.
She still said, and if you were lucky enough to invest, will Dow hit 12,000 today?
Well, they gave her the Christopher Glenn story, too, of course, where she could really use her sad voice, you know.
And sad news. Back to
kind
you.
Of a transition between her and Diane Sawyer.
Back to you, Meredith.
Come on now, Meredith.
And Al.
Time to get happy. I'm Ann Curry with my sad voice.
And now let's not talk about Matt's upcoming divorce. back to Matt.
His wife is with child, you know. I'm Ann Curry.
If only.
I'm Ann Curry with my floor-length skirt. So nice to be with you again.
Four more U.S. troops killed in Iraq, and Matt... You're still wearing your wedding ring, even though your wife has left you.
I'm Ann Curry with my dinner plate-sized teeth.
So anyway, there were two things on the Today Show that made me want to go to the intro, Dad. One of them was a guy who has written a book, The Most Influential People Who Never Lived.
Hmm.
Okay? And then and we'll get to that in a moment. And then there's another thing that they had, a story about the smartest states. Now... I'm a sucker for a list, but really, this is where your stereotypes about where your smart people are.
Now, the most influential people who never lived, I saw that, and that wasn't as good. I like the smartest states. Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Well, I mean, did you know, for instance, that the most influential person who never lived, number one on the list?
Yeah, who was number one? It was terrible.
Ahead of Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
Santa Claus. Hamlet.
These are fictitious people, right?
King Arthur. Hey, Rob, Uncle Tom made the list.
Oh, he was very influential.
Also, your good friend Jim Crow.
James Crow.
Lady Chatterley.
Ah.
Don Quixote.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Mouse.
Lady Chatterley, I like that.
Love her.
Smokey Bear.
Of course you do. You had to say that nice and loud. Love her. I'm Buzz. I will be at Hooters tonight. I love Lady Chatterley.
Name of a book.
Mating season, mating season, mating season.
That's the name of a book.
Cinderella, Apollo, Midas.
Ah, the Midas touch.
Dracula.
Ooh, scared kids.
These are all people who were influential who never lived. They were all beaten out by the Marlboro Man.
You know why? Did you hear what they said? Because he's the number one mass murderer of all time. Did you hear that at the end?
No, you mean
that's the angle they took with it.
The guy who played the Marlboro Man?
No, the Marlboro Man, because he was hawking cigarettes. He killed more people than any mass murderer.
Therefore,
that's why he was so influential.
That sucks.
And that's what they said.
Santa Claus has killed more people than the Marlboro Man.
Santa Claus.
He said that about the Marlboro Man, and then Al pointed to his crotch.
Yeah, I got your Marlboro Man right here.
This is a really retarded list.
That is a sucky list.
Yeah.
Anytime you see Mickey Mouse on a list, and it's not a porn list, you know you're in trouble.
Is Larry King on the list?
You know, hold on. We do get into a part of this list. It's actually from a book. The 101 Most Influential People Who Have Never Lived.
Mm-hmm.
We get into what I like to call Rob territory. When we get to the trifecta that you have between number 80 and number 84.
Okay.
Number 80 is The Cat in the Hat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 81 is Mammy.
How I love you, how I love you.
Number 82, Sinbad. And of course, I don't think of the mythical figure of Sinbad.
I think of the stand-up comedian. And Arnold Schwarzenegger co-star.
Number 83.
Guy we saw in a strip joint.
Amos and Andy.
Very influential,
Rob.
And then Buck Rogers and Luke Skywalker.
That was appointment radio, Ron.
Harry Mason. The Wandering Jew, The Great Gatsby.
You know, there was one name that I was very, very surprised that wasn't on there.
Who's that?
Denny Crane. Thank you.
No, Batman made the list. Good.
Yeah, hey, Batman. How about did Superman?
No, he did not.
What? And Spider-Man?
It says a lot about our world. Batman is the 60th most influential made-up person. Uncle Sam is number 61.
Well, that's sad.
Followed by J.R. Ewing.
Well, they can't fly.
Oh, and then Superman.
Okay, so he's on there.
And then Kermit the Frog.
You got to have Superman if you have Batman.
And then Kermit the Frog. And then the Little Tramp.
Charlie Chaplin.
Right. And then Othello. And then Norman Bates. Dick Tracy.
Is Hannibal Lecter on there?
No, he's not.
Have the lamb stop crying.
No, he's not. It's 8,000 idiotic names.
A lot of names. So that's one of those deals where they get the six pack and they throw the darts on the board.
Anyway, that's a book. That's not just a list. That's a book.
Right.
Wow. Now, this one also caught my eye. This is by the American government. Okay? By our own government.
Okay.
They put out a brand new stat based on the most recent calendar year, which would be 2005,
uh-huh,
of the smartest states and the dumbest states in America.
Now, I immediately think stereotypes here.
Right.
It's impossible not to.
Here are factors that are included.
Oh, good.
School spending,
mm-hmm,
school test scores.
Oh, that's a biggie. That's
high school
saying.
Dropout rates.
Okay.
School attendance,
mm-hmm,
student-teacher ratio, and high school graduation rates.
Mm, okay.
Shall we start at the bottom or the top?
Bottom being the worst?
Yeah.
I think you should go with the top first and work your way down. Because everybody wants to talk about the worst.
All right,
everybody's got their theories on the worst.
Number one.
I wouldn't mind guessing on what the best would be. Vermont?
Vermont number one.
And there are probably a lot of other New England states there.
Massachusetts number two. Connecticut number three.
Hello.
New Jersey number four. Maine number five.
Hi, everybody. I'm proud of that.
This one's going to throw you off. Right up there, Mike. Number six. Virginia.
Yes. Virginia's there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really? Virginia, with Northern Virginia and with Richmond and that area, I mean, you've got a lot of...
Right, but these are the people that we deal with every day in the area.
I understand.
Then you've got Montana.
However, if you travel west, my friend.
Then you've got Montana.
Okay. Small population, relative to the size.
Wisconsin. That's news to me.
Well, we talked to that Secretary of State lady.
Iowa, Pennsylvania, blah, blah, blah. Let's move on to the dumb ones.
Yes. You going to give us the bottom?
Yeah, because the dumb ones, I think, will surprise you.
It will.
Bottom 10, what are you doing?
Yeah, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Beautiful, the bottom 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Working our way down to number 50.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. At number 41, yeah, who's not surprised? Georgia.
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 I'll tell you why
that's
I am.
The old South, that's stupid.
I would think that
part of the stupid.
With Atlanta, I would think that in Athens, Georgia.
The ATL? No. Mike, number 42 dumbest out of 50. Hawaii.
That surprises me.
Number 43 dumbest, New Mexico.
That surprises me, too.
Number 44th dumbest. No surprise here. I'd say it'd be a favorite. Louisiana.
Yeah. Louisiana, no surprise there.
Now, really, my number one seed, going into all of this, I'm amazed they didn't win. Came in number 45. Let's hear it for Alabama.
Alabama!
Alabama.
Yep.
Dumbest state, number 46. Alaska. Now, are you ready for
it? Based on populations, I'm kind of surprised, but I guess, the smaller population states sometimes.
Are you ready for an upset?
I'm ready.
The 47th dumbest state in America, California.
Wow.
Take Arnold Schwarzenegger
out. I'm very, very surprised
at
that.
You can't. California.
And that, of course, is since he was elected governor?
Yep.
Last right. year.
Number 48 dumbest state, Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi. Unfortunately, Mississippi's always in those lists.
Number 49 is Nevada. Uh-huh.
Nevada?
Nevada. I always say that wrong.
Well, I heard somebody from Nevada say Nevada, so that's...
And, in a surprise, the dumbest state is Arizona.
Huh. Where the hell is West Virginia?
Where's Virginia, man?
Where's Kentucky?
Okay, all of those...
Sounds like some of your Appalachian countries are doing a little better.
West Virginia?
Countries, I say countries.
Yeah, they are.
States!
West Virginia, the country of West Virginia, comes in at 37.
Uh-huh.
Mike, a lot of highly touted dumb states didn't do well. For instance, I've had occasion to be in South Carolina. My son is currently going to college in South Carolina.
You love South Carolina.
They're the 26th dumbest.
Okay.
How about...
Middle of the pack.
How about hell? I'd say this is really overachieving.
Did you mention Kentucky already?
They're 31.
31. Okay, right in the middle.
But for my money, if you want a country, and I like the fact you refer to them as countries instead of states.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a country, we're going to do this almost like the NCAA tournament.
All right.
You want a country that everyone has predicted.
Did you say the dumbest was Arizona?
Yes.
I'm having trouble digesting that.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
Maybe if they were smarter, they could have beat the bet.
You got
Teddy Green.
You got a bunch of people who are making it happen at number 32.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it for Arkansas.
Hey, I would imagine some of these states have raised their standards a little
Arkansas
bit. They would have to.
Who would have thought this?
Since the Dust Bowl.
Arkansas. Uh-huh. Arkansas is smarter than Illinois.
Wow.
I would never have gone for that.
Boy, I'd love to hear an analysis of this. I'd like to talk to an expert who would give us theories as to why. Because a lot of these areas have pretty good metropolitan areas, and you would think that the scores would be higher in those areas.
All right. Anything else? Utah. Utah's a dumb state.
Is it really?
38.
Yeah, I thought the Mormons, if they were anything, they had a decent education.
Now, let me see.
I've seen that show where the guy marries the three women, and they live like out in the
Big
middle
love.
Of the
world.
Big love.
All right, and if you're wondering, right in the very middle, since there's 50 states, 25th dumbest is Texas.
Ah,
you right. Don't mess with Texas.
So Texas is in the middle, smack dab in the middle.
Do not mess with
And you. Arizona, I never, I wouldn't, man, I would have lost a bet on that one.
The dumbest.
How is it? Come on, Kentucky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, I just want to tell you guys, there's a reason why California, Nevada, and Arizona have the dumbest states.
Our show's on there.
I know what you're going to say.
Very popular there.
It's the out-of-control population of illegal Mexicans.
It's but if it's illegal, they wouldn't be in the census anyway, right?
Out of control.
they still get to go to school.
Out of control. The out-of-control population.
The out-of-control populations. Why are we giving Jim Nance credit for that?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Guys, way out of control, over the line.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Flooding across the borders.
Don.
Hello. Yes.
Arizona may be the dumbest state, but it's a dry dumb.
Thank you for that.
That's how you build a joke.
There you go.
That is the best line of the week right there.
Oh, hold on. Here's something else. Do you know, thank you, Ralph, for handing this to me, who the hell is Frank Murawski? Oh, I see. He is the governor of Alaska.
Uh-huh.
He is upset. Rob just found this on the web. One out of every eight Americans has no idea that Alaska is one of our states.
Wow.
Well, they're mostly from Arizona.
Of a brand new Harris poll of America.
Arizona. Yes.
Harris poll of America.
Right. Barbara Harrison.
5% think Alaska is a U.S. territory like Guam.
Uh-huh.
4% think that Alaska is a separate country.
Right.
2% think it's a commonwealth like Puerto Rico. And 11% say they just don't know what Alaska is.
Ouch. And there's one, well, there's me. I think of it as the promised land.
Oh. And let me see.
I'd love to go to Alaska. It's on my list.
85.
Rob, you want to go? Rob and I are going to go to Alaska.
85% of Americans think that Alaska is covered in ice and snow year-round.
No.
No.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you.
I mean, there are certain places you have to go by seaplane.
Stuff that I found on the Internet today.
I've always said, you know, I want to go catch a halibut and catch a salmon and eat them on the same day.
With a big plate of pasta. Hello, John and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Yeah, the reason Arizona's last on this list is the demographic for the state. It's a lot of Native American and Mexican is the population of the state of Arizona.
Everyone wants to use our good friends, the Mexicans, as reason.
Yeah, I think we're piling on here. I'd like to see some evidence of that. I really would.
Our good friends, the Mexicans.
Yes, we're friends of the Mexicans.
That reminds me of something else. They're having all kinds of fights now about who the 300 millionth American is.
Right.
That they're, and there's people in Los Angeles saying there's more Hispanics in Los Angeles than one of our babies. There's people in New York that are saying it's one of our babies. Here's all I want to say. It's really time to make the sign that says closed.
You know.
I'm not talking about a wall. I'm not talking about a ditch, a moat. I'm just talking about a big sign. Closed.
Now, that sign's been up for years.
300 million stinking people in my country?
You know what people would say to you, Don?
What?
The close sign is up, but the door's unlocked.
Hey! Why? Why I oughta?
Why? Leave the door open, me.
They, whoever they is, they're all gonna come in here, even though we were they a few years ago.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, I want to address that, Mike.
Yes.
I was never they. I'm an American 100%.
Yes, but your ancestors were they.
I know. I am adopted.
That doesn't mean it's not like, you know, somewhere along the line.
No, I'm American.
You know, for all you know, you could have been.
Sure.
You could have been the original. You could have been someone. You could have descended from. Well, look at your radio name. Do you think that's an accident? I think that's karma.
Yep. I think that there was.
You know, when I look at you, seriously, I could see you as being part American Indian.
Absolutely.
And now, why are you insulted,
well, that's not
brother?
A bad thing.
Why, my brother, are you insulted by that? Why do you scowl at me when I say that to you? Why? It's a compliment. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
It is, really.
Really?
At the Brocket Safeway.
Immediately takes the negative.
30K Scarup and Adam.
I was thinking more along the proud heritage of the Native Americans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like the guy that cries on the side of the road when someone throws garbage out.
Exactly.
Or perhaps, how about this with your Atlanta Braves games?
Hi-ya, 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 hi-ya.
I forgot. It's the...
Do the tomahawk drop.
White man invented that.
What's next, Mike?
Jay Silverheel.
Now, I think if you and I had any Native American, we'd be related to that great tribal leader, Sitting BS.
If that's the case, I'm
Sitting
sure,
Bull Ass.
If I'm actually part Indian and not like Godhead, but like on the reservation,
right, Native American,
I would have to be like the Indians on F Troop, where they were actually just white guys that put paint on their face and said, "You get us in heap of big trouble, you got." What's the guy's name?
Agarn.
Agarn.
Who says I'm dumb?
Larry Storch.
The amazing Larry Storch.
And who was the other guy?
Forrest Tucker.
Forrest Tucker. Mm-hmm. There's a guy that enjoyed his drink.
Yeah. And don't forget the always great Ken Berry.
Ken Berry.
Yes. Everything he touched turned to solid gold, Don.
Yes. For you youngsters listening right now, if you get a chance, dig up an old episode of F True.
Some of the episodes were in color.
Yes, this is true.
And the thing is, you don't know is it's porn.
Right.
That's right.
Because F means the F word.
Yeah, that's why they canceled it. They finally
just
figured
a bunch
it out.
Of character actors riding around Southern California.
Hold on, Mike. I know what I wanted to ask you about. Oh, and also this. The Steve Irwin daughter. I know we got to break.
You're
Steve,
doing it again.
Steve Irwin. Just say it.
I said it three times.
Say it like a man.
Break now.
Okay.
So hard for you to do that.
Let me see. The Steve Irwin's daughter thing is making me sick.
Dindy.
I don't need her on TV. Talking
Dindy
Irwin. About kids.
It's just like
and animals and everything. It's just too soon after her daddy died. Mike.
Yes.
Here you go. I know what I was going to ask you. How is your Mike? How is your Mike Tyson?
Well, that's all right. I just don't, you know, I don't pay attention much on.
Okay, this headline came across yesterday.
Much.
We really must find out some information. Mike Tyson has got some brand new deal going on pay-per-view this weekend. He's going to be boxing one of his sparring former sparring partners, but he also is announcing that he is going to be fighting women.
Yeah, I just think it's an opportunity for...
He's going to be boxing women.
Expand the universe as far as boxing is concerned. And, you know, I don't know any guys that haven't been pissed off at a woman once in a while. So I'm just going to... I'm just not going to shower with them.
No?
Why is that?
Things you see. I guess you can't say that.
You sure you can? What do you see?
You see guys' genitals.
Like what?
Guys' rectum. That's so... I don't
so anyway, here's the setup, and then we'll talk to Mike Tyson. You had a news conference. You had a news conference, Mike Tyson.
Yes.
At an Italian restaurant yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Nice place for a news conference.
Mm-hmm. It was Tony.
It was Vitello's.
You then announced that on future stops on your tour, you would include fights with women like some professional boxer named Ann Wolf. And, this is no joke, you said you are, quote unquote, very serious about fighting women.
Except she's hungry.
You said it's
hungry
all,
like the wolf.
You said it's all fun. Mm-hmm. It's all fun. You're not going to smash any women.
She travels with a large people. They call her Wolf Pack.
You were not going to talk about smashing some woman's brains in.
Yes, I'm going to fight. I am Wolverine. I want to call her Wolverine instead of Wolf. I think Wolverine has more of a stigma.
Yeah.
I'm more of a stigma surrounding it. I just want to fight. I want to fight anybody. I can't be sitting in a bus station. I want to fight you. I want to fight women, men.
When we come back, let's see if we can lickety-split come up with a list of women who you could fight. I think, for instance, I'd like to see you against Queen Latifah.
I fight her.
I'd like to see you against Roseanne.
I'd like to fight...
I would like to see you against Joy Behar from The View.
I'd like to fight women with big teeth. Yeah. Ann Curry.
Yeah.
Maria Shriver.
You would kill those women.
That's all right. Really doesn't matter to me. I'm fighting them. If they can't defend themselves, they shouldn't be in the ring. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I look at it.
You're right.
That's the way I look at it, bitch. I fight them anytime, bitch.
Like, we're all those things. Don't we have tapes of him saying, like, screaming, like, don't F with me?
Right.
Don't F with me.
I come up with my favorite list of women.
Okay, you
how
do
about
that.
Each of us? I've got an idea, Don.
Okay, Mike.
How about each of us comes up with 10 women that we're going to fight?
10 women.
10 of our favorite women to fight.
Okay, you got it.
All right, I got my list going right now. My brain's burning.
Let's meet back after the break with the women that you can beat up.
Don and Mike to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington grown, Canada number one corn on the cob. Valley priced at 3 cobs for 88 cents. Doing it right. Tell me you want it right. Safeway. Sorry about this. I didn't know it was... And goddamn Whitey produced... And commercials never come out the right way. Okay. Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's my ancestor.
Here's to sunnier days. Good times, good times, good times. With the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, listen, we got our summer ratings today. The Arbitron summer ratings.
Yes.
You know, we are sixth place in the beauty pageant. I seem to be the only one obsessing about that.
Yeah, not quite.
Let me see. The number one demos are rather incredible. Thank you to all the men.
Yeah.
We're number one again in every male demographic.
And we thank you.
In 1834, 40, 1844, 1849, 1854, 1850. And they're doing the research now. 18 categories that they can find right now that we're number one in this ratings book.
Wow. That's a good thing.
So thank you very much, everyone, for this thing.
Yeah.
We will see you with a big We Still Suck at the Ratings Party tonight.
Hello.
At Hooters of Rockville. And being as they do not serve adult beverages beyond beer at Hooters.
Yes.
Wine.
Did you prepare?
Yeah, I brought my own.
Ah.
I brought my own.
You're doing a show.
Just to make
sure. You'll be having at our house.
Just, yes.
Not at their house.
Right. Have it here before we go there.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight we'll play some of our reindeer games with you.
That's fantastic. And I know it'll be festive now.
And we'll get some stuff off our chest.
Very good.
Some stuff off our chest. Think of it as a real-life blog.
Yeah, we're going to be purging a little bit.
A real-life blog.
Blog and purge.
That is tonight. We'll see you there at Hooters of Rockville with a big Reno-style show. And don't forget, Buzz Bobblehead will be there as well.
And he is clean.
You got your swab kit with you?
I do. It's in the car. You're wearing your black tight T-shirt, right? Without a design on it? Or?
That's true. Yeah,
is it design free?
Basic black, yes.
Mm, very nice.
The design is underneath.
Did anybody?
We have to ask now that you brought that up. Are you commando?
Oh, there's not a chance he's wearing underpants. We're doing an appearance tonight.
So, just a normal day for me.
Yuck. I only wish for you what I just had going on.
I'm glad. What you were talking about?
Yeah.
That's not even fun to think about.
I just had some of the most killer diarrhea.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
And it's not because I ate bad. It's not because I'm not feeling well. It's because with this recent semi-burst of weight loss, I went out and bought some new belts. And I bought a size 36-inch waist belt.
Right.
I showed Mike and I showed Rob. This thing is on the absolute last notch.
Wide open.
That you could possibly fit yourself into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is exerting such pressure right now on my abdomen that...
You shouldn't do that. That's not healthy.
Not good.
It's working like one of those puree machines.
You should dream. And I'm on the contrary, I'm all bound up. Can't imagine why.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're 38, you should wear a 40 belt.
Yeah, I know.
Right. If you're a 40, you should wear a 42 belt.
I'm just stupid.
Like that.
I'm just stupid, but I just...
Well, what Rob would
Rob
you
said he bought a 62.
So that's why I bought a 62, and 62 I've never belt. Felt better.
All I know is that I just went in the men's room and left... So you would really think that you are walking into a cancer ward.
That,
God!
That someone, God. With, someone with some type of cancer had just had an oopsie.
Oh, a terrible oopsie.
That's like a cancer patient's diaper.
But you're feeling better now.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to shake some hands.
Yeah.
Yes, incidentally, it is the cold and flu season.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be waving at a lot of people.
And I do.
I'm not doing that because I got sick at one of these things once.
I do wash.
I know.
And that's why I wear underpants.
I'm not going to be, you know what, I want to say hi. I would be more inclined to hug than I would be to shake hands tonight.
Buzz is more inclined to French.
I will be hugging as opposed to handshake.
That's very nice. That's a really
I don't want to do the whole hand thing.
Right.
I like petting.
Don will be petting. Buzz will be tonguing.
To a point.
I'll be hugging.
Now, let's see. Did anybody actually write down a list?
I did.
We did.
Of women that
Mike I did. Tyson? Would you like me to deliver it as me or Mike Tyson?
As you. You know,
I'd like to do it as me.
We already did the Mike Tyson.
Yes, I agree.
Schtick. So, the truth is, Mike Tyson is going on tour, and he is not only entertaining, but saying he wants to box women.
Now, this might be fun, and I'd like to impose a rule.
Yes?
I say that whoever started, Don, you can start, I can start, whoever, but whoever, once you have had one named, you have to eliminate it from your list.
Right.
All right, I got you. I got, let me see.
Can
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What's that? You can do it quick, absolutely.
I got 10. Here we go.
Okay.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. Anybody have Queen Latifah?
No. No. No.
Beth Ann McBride.
Good one. That's my first good laugh.
Molly Shannon.
Excellent. This is a good exercise.
Aretha Franklin.
Well, for no particular reason. Good pull.
Nancy Grace.
Ah, that one off.
Bonnie Goss.
you're hitting.
Limited.
You're hitting.
Leah Remini.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Joy Behar.
Yeah.
Susan Kidd.
Wow.
From Channel 4.
Mm-hmm. Good list.
And, just because she knows so much about it, Carrie Spiewak.
Oh. Yeah, baby!
Very nice.
You have to eliminate that from your list?
That's my 10 of the women.
Man, that is a good list.
And it's the women who I think would have a chance in the ring with Mike Tyson.
That's what my list was based
on. Let's go down.
Women who can fight.
Mike, your 10 women.
All right, starting from the bottom. Andrea Mitchell. I've seen her a lot lately. She's tough. She's battle scarred.
Yes.
You know, I think she can do it.
She should get that old fossil husband Greenspan, and they should write a letter to NBC saying, please take the Today Show out of high def. Because I feel like I'm waiting for Neil Armstrong to step on the moon every time I see her. I'm sorry, Mike.
All right, second one, number nine, is kind of obvious, Sandra Bernhardt. Just because I'd like to see her. I really like to see her do that. All right, next on the list, Judge Judy. Judy Scheindlin. Uh-huh. I think she could really handle it. She's very scrappy. Number, let me see, we're good. Let me put these.
Seven.
Next, number seven is, I gave Sandra Bernhardt, George Judy, and number six is Libby Dole. Libby Dole. Elizabeth Dole. She's a little long in the tooth, ladies and gentlemen, but.
That's a grudge, Mike.
Yeah. Right.
That's a personal grudge you have against Libby Dole.
Number five, Bjork.
B-J-O-R-K.
B-J-O-R-K.
Nice card to play.
Swedish, I believe, yes.
Right.
Wore the swan outfit, and she has to box him in that swan
she
outfit.
She has to wear, the big feather suit.
Feathers everywhere.
Number four, not particularly funny, but just interesting, Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see her. I'd like to see her step up. Number two, Melissa Rivers. Yes, Melissa Rivers. Did I get the crickets with Melissa Rivers?
No, we're just getting it.
No, we're contemplating.
We're just getting an insight into the soul of Mike O'Mara.
Thinking it through.
I'm behind here, okay? Number two is actually, here's my next number two. The real number two is Greta Van Susteren.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Greta.
The women I think you would want to be, though.
Right. And at number one, and this will be a wonderfully entertaining match, Monique. Monique, baby. I want to see Monique fight Tyson.
Mike Tyson versus Monique.
Yeah, Monique, and just that first really good right hand of those false eyelashes should be really special.
Rob, let's hear your 10. You got to fly.
Okay, number one, Helen Thomas.
Okay, go. Okay, he wins with that one.
She's very strong. Number two, Queen Elizabeth. I think she's still got some fight in her. Mm-hmm. Number three, NBC's Barbara Harrison. Number four, since this is really a fantasy, the late Nancy Marchand.
You can't use dead people, but that's all right.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah.
Oh, poor you.
Number five, I think a good match would be Mike Tyson versus Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt, you're not a fan.
Number six, Delta Burke. Number seven, Dina Yathers.
Oh, yeah.
Number eight, Sally Struthers. Mm-hmm. Number nine, Sandra Oh.
Oh,
very nice.
And is that me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man, I thought I turned it off.
And at number 10, the best weight matchup, I think, Mike Tyson, Joanne Worley.
Wow.
Sorry, Rob.
Quite all right.
Don't go
Buzz?
Yes.
Is that Helen Thomas?
You're 10, Buzz?
Here's who I have. I have Oprah.
Listen, we should have had Oprah.
We should have.
Oprah should have been on the list.
Oprah should have been on the list.
I'd be with Gail King also.
Ann Coulter.
Hillary? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes!
Oh, big time. That is
good. One. She's
that's not the guffaw laugh, but that's one, boy, I really like to see.
She's a big pig who could really go 10 rounds with Iron Mike.
For the strong legs, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
you know, Buzz is 3 for 3 right now.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
With the cankles.
It'd be fun to see Rosie O'Donnell in the ring.
Yep,
I give Buzz 4 for 4 now.
Hi, Rosie.
Next woman on the list, Ryan Seacrest. The entire cast of...
I gave him a good laugh for that one.
The entire cast of Desperate Housewives.
Okay.
Dakota Fanning. And Marg Helgenberger, just because I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, and the Marg Helgenberger at the end there for a little turn-on box.
Right.
And you bring up something good for the undercard is maybe Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
At New York Life is the company you keep.
All right, so out of all the women that you picked, who's your one? Who's the one?
Who's it going to be, man?
That you would throw in, who you really think has the best chance of beating up Mike Tyson. Not the one that you want to see Mike Tyson beat up the most.
Well, my favorite one is also the one I think has the best chance, and that would be a standby Monique.
You think?
Yeah, Monique is a big, strong, strapping woman.
Powerful.
I'm going to go with Nancy Grace. I think she might surprise you. She might surprise you.
My number one pick, seed, Helen Thomas, because she can leg press 400 pounds.
And she's been around, and
that's
alleged. I think she's immortal.
Buzz?
I got to go with Hillary. I think everybody wants to see that match.
Yeah, she might get her ass kicked.
She's very strong.
You never know.
She rubs men the wrong way, Buzz.
Exactly. Something or it doesn't.
That might be the problem.
Wow.
Good fight, though.
And you, did you pick your number one yet? Oh, Nancy Grace.
No, no, no.
That's Nancy right, Nancy Grace. Grace.
See them all.
And I'd also like to see Greta Van Susteren.
Yep.
See him mess up that plastic surgery.
Yeah, he might make the face look like it used to.
The original
Remember
face.
Back in the day?
The original face.
That was a bad turn for her.
Good luck, Bjork.
Back in the day.
Got a break!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's his time.
All right, Taskmaster.
I want to get to Bud.
So do a lot of the women that'll be there tonight.
Boring!
Or not. They're working you having to start, and you haven't even started.
Rob said that with such false enthusiasm.
No, that was real.
I believe
no.
it.
No, I believe it.
I choose to believe
it. That's like, I gotta go get my rabies shot.
Yay!
Wow.
I gotta go get my AIDS treatment. Yeah!
Time for the dental extraction.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go.
Broadcasting, on average, five times a week. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see. Where is that?
Boring.
Right, time for news and comments now. With Bob Gibson. Not the Bob Gibson.
Boy, what a fireballer he was.
The white Bob Gibson.
He had asthma, too. Remember
Bob
that commercial?
From the St. Louis Cardinals?
Remember that commercial?
I do not.
He's an asthma sufferer.
Well, here is Bob Gibson right now. Our Bob Gibson.
The happiest newsman in America.
He goes by the name of Buzz.
Yeah.
Let me see, what is today? Today is 10-18. Buzz brought to us by Hooters, the cure for the common football party.
Right.
And now here is Bob Gerbley. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, like O.J. Simpson before him, Mark Foley has set out to nail the person who's really to blame. The former congressman blames his inappropriate lust for high school boys on a priest.
This is the most exciting scandal since the juice was on the loose.
The juice is still on the loose.
And, of course, alcohol, which is probably also the priest's fault.
You know, for some reason, when I heard this story the first time, I feel that there's some priest that's out there that's probably dead.
No, he's alive.
Oh, he's alive.
Yeah.
But whatever this priest is, he's going to get thrown under the bus by this guy, and I don't believe anything this guy says.
At any rate, today, Foley's given the name of that priest to the Archdiocese of Miami so it can see to it that never again does an altar boy grow up to be a boy-loving congressman.
We're releasing the name right now. We have Father Guido Sarducci.
Sadly, the statute of limitations has run out, so the priest...
Father Hurley.
...who is still alive...
Father Mulcahy.
Jocularity! Jocularity.
He cannot...
Hawkeye?
The priest cannot be legally prosecuted since the alleged molestation of Foley happened roughly 37 years ago.
You know, I agree with Mike. Mm-hmm. You know, at this point, really, hey, Foley...
Yeah.
Shut the frig up.
Yeah, you are only revealing this name...
Now.
...because you were busted... For your lying and cheating and pedophiling.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, yes, you did.
One of Foley's lawyers says this is just part of the healing process for Foley, but it's also to fight the charge that Foley's story about the priest is something he made up.
The only thing Foley's got healing are his sores.
To appear to make
his open sores from rubbing so hard.
You having trouble with your sores?
People have accused Foley of making it up to make himself appear the victim. If there's one thing that most...
Do you think so, Buzz?
That some people have charged that, Don.
Do you think so?
Yeah, kind of.
I do.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Hey, hope it's not one of those traditional Irish priests.
Over the line.
But of course he was a wonderful altar boy. And of course I touched him.
He was so good looking.
He was a fine looking man.
If there's one thing most people in North Carolina...
He grew like a rabbit. That's what I used to call him, too. My little bunny rabbit. Where's my letter? Bunny Rabbit Foley.
Someday, you're going to grow up, be elected to Congress, and some bad, evil young boys.
Now.
Come here. Give me a kiss. Come here, give me a kiss.
Attend to my sores.
Who's your father? If there's one thing most people in North Carolina hate, it's those flaming queer San Franciscans. Congressman Brad Miller isn't
get
from,
her done, Buzz.
Brad Miller isn't from San Francisco, this congressman in North Carolina. He's not from there, but you wouldn't know it from the ads his Republican challenger is running.
Why?
The ads say Miller wants to import homosexuals to the U.S. and that he supports scientific studies that would pay girls to watch pornography. Those are San Francisco values, not North Carolina values, says the Republican challenger, and he said it more than once, so all Miller could do was chuckle during his debate with Republican Vernon Robinson yesterday. Vern has hinted that Miller might be gay since he has no kids, never mind that Miller's wife had a hysterectomy 20 years ago. In the debate, both candidates did talk about Iraq and immigration, but as Miller put it, it's clear that Vernon Robinson is obsessed with sex.
I'm George Allen, I approve this message. I've heard that like so many times they came to. I'm George Allen, and I approve this message.
Wouldn't you like just want that one of these guys, you know, hey, I'm Johnny, you know.
I'm Johnny Appleseed, Johnny, and I did not approve this message.
Johnny messing my pants, and I have no idea what they're running.
You know, really.
That would be honest.
Please.
I'm Johnny Hatchet Job, and this message was not approved by me, but I sure like the way it makes the other guy look so bad.
When Nevada voters go to the polls November 7th, they'll be voting on whether to legalize marijuana.
Oh, here we go now. This is a part of the Buzz agenda today.
He finds one every... Where do you get them? Every day you find one.
Newspapers, the Associated Press.
Your subscription to Normal Magazine.
No, they're voting. The citizens, the good citizens of Nevada are voting on this.
Oh, you're making that up.
No, I'm not. It's a true story.
All right.
In fact, the proposal goes beyond that. It lets the state license and regulate the growers and dealers. And it slaps a $45 an ounce tax on the weed.
Or what you like to call it, heaven. Right? Heaven, the state of heaven.
That's right.
Legal tax.
Proposal might not pass, but polls show it will be close. Needless to say, the proposal has its supporters and its opponents. Supporters include a number of clergymen, including a Baptist minister.
Time now for news you can lose or use.
Brought to you by the Showtime Show Weed.
Monday nights at 10 Eastern.
You'd lose the news if you were stoned, right?
Yeah, or you'd ball it up and eat it.
And yet I have it right here.
Because you were so darn hungry.
Where's my news? I lost it.
Don't Bogart that news.
Quoting a Baptist minister in Nevada, if there has to be a market in marijuana, I'd rather be regulated with sensible safeguards than run by violent gangs. Opponents include, you ready for this? The opponents to this measure include the Committee to Keep Nevada Respectable.
Apparently
they haven't heard about the legalized gambling and prostitution.
Wow.
The U.S. Constitution has been now officially taken off life support. The plug was pulled yesterday with the stroke of a pen by George W. Bush. He signed what's called the Military Commissions Act. It's even more ominous than it sounds. It does away with the writ of habeas corpus. That's a person's right to stand up in court and ask why they're being held in prison. Now, that right in Article 1 of the Constitution, gone. The president says we need this to fight terrorism.
Buzz?
Yes?
Boring.
It wouldn't be boring if you were in court and you didn't know why you were in prison.
I'm not.
Boring.
Scared kids.
I'm going to go do an appearance tonight with girls and boobs.
I am, too. We also have this.
I hope you have some sex news.
The new law clears the way tomorrow. The new law clears the way for torture and allows anything gathered through torture to be used as evidence. The president gets to decide what torture is. And the act allows people to be imprisoned even though there are no charges against them.
Oh, dear. Did you just refer to my colleague's newscast as torture?
I'm just kidding.
Still, he forged on. They can be held for as long as the president thinks it's necessary, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. Except challenge the new law in court, and that court fight is already in the works.
Era, I would like to be released from this prison. Era, I don't understand why I'm being held against my will. When I return, Mary Jo and the cat were gone.
You be quiet and listen to the tape of this newscast now.
Oh, no more. That's illegal. You said you wouldn't torture.
Still, on the face of it...
What if we did that like in Guantanamo Bay? Instead of like whenever they get Ricky Martin records or the Venga Boys, whatever crap it is they're breathing in. What if they just piped in Buzz's News one?
Buzz's News. And it would be like against their... It would have to be against their point of view.
You know, yeah,
voices too sexy.
Yeah. Voices too sexy. Buzz would be like the... you know what you could do, Buzz?
Huh?
Who was that chick during WW2 that was like...
Tokyo Rose.
Tokyo Rose.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Right. your girlfriend at home is sleeping with your best friend.
But he'd have to say he was doing the sleeping.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Ahmed.
Hey.
I took the baruka. Well, what do you call that?
Baruka.
The hookah's thing he smokes with.
Right, yeah.
What do you call those smocks that the chicks have to wear?
Burka. The burka. Yes.
Yeah. I got the burka off your wife.
Still on the face of it, it's a free country. Chris Rock's mom, for instance, can make the...
Oh, rather, no, you didn't.
You can make the rather odd choice of going to a restaurant. That name begins with the word cracker. Rose Rock went in
Rose
to a
Rock.
Cracker Barrel restaurant on the South Carolina coast. They, of course, had no idea she was Chris's mom. She didn't wise them up to it. She did get seated, but then she got ignored for more than half an hour, longer than her son's delightful sitcom, Everybody Hates Chris, on the CW.
Robert DeMille, man.
Monday nights, 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Can I have a booth, please?
Rose says her being ignored was a racial thing. She's
oh, no, you didn't.
Not the first. They've
man,
been...
They made me stand here all the time. I just sit over the corner, and I just sit at the top of my lungs. I'm Chris Rock's mom.
There have been lawsuits.
Let me sit down.
There have been lawsuits before.
How long did I shop in this goddamn gift shop?
The head cracker says the company takes this very seriously and is investigating and will report back to Rose.
Come on, man. Give me a seat.
Cracker Barrel is so racist, everybody knows that.
Cracker Barrel. Why don't you get out of here? What are you trying to start with?
Especially the Cracker Barrels in South Carolina, for goodness sakes.
The company says it's taken steps to rebuild its redneck image and to reach out to minorities.
We are in the process of reaching out. We feel that we have done a disservice to the minority community.
Manager gave her a free meal, but Rose is suing anyway.
Have some of our free meatloaf. It's the cheapest on
trade. She wonders why the manager never asked the waitress why she got ignored, although she has a pretty good idea.
Thank you so much for coming to Cracker Barrel. I'm Colonel Cracker.
She's also accepting support from the Reverend Al Sharpton, who said...
And I approve this visit.
Sharpton says he's been getting a lot of reports about discrimination at Cracker Barrel.
Please, it would be in your best interest not to send the Reverend Sharpton down here, please.
General Cracker, this is Major Barrel.
Hello, Major Barrel. It's my partner, Major Barrel, over here. We are the owners of Cracker Barrel.
We've got a woman on the telephone.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Can't wait to hear what Chris has to say about all this, or about Wesley Snipes possibly going to prison for tax evasion. That's our story when we return.
Who he?
Oh, Wesley Snipes, right.
We here at Cracker Barrel do not associate with the likes of Mr. Wesley Snipes. He's a tax cheater.
What?
I'm Colonel Cracker, and I approve this message.
I am Major Barrel.
Hello, Major Barrel. Yes, we have to get some cheese logs into the gift shop now.
Got a break.
Really?
Boring.
That was for us, Buzz.
Yes.
Not for you, although it really wasn't true.
As with me.
I agree, Major Barrel.
Be right back, Mr. Cracker.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
The recipe for indifference. The Don and Mike Show.
Right back to it. More news now with Buzz Gibson. Let me see. Well, let's say Rupert got the message.
Good.
I'm noticing here on the front page of Rupert's radio gossip website, he no longer prints the actual ratings information.
Uh-huh.
He writes, the summer radio ratings numbers from Arbitron. WPGC is trailed by WMMJ, WTOP, WHUR, WKYS, WHT, WGMS, blah, 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 and WWDC.
Mm-hmm.
Donna Mike 6th. More information from R&R, which is a radio publication, and he has a link to it.
Ah.
Good. So maybe someone pointed out to him last month that it was wrong or the... print the rating stuff.
I think I know who did that.
So now I'm looking at the the mailbag, of course, is just full of
are they excited?
Yeah, very excited.
All the cheerleaders?
Don, just shut up. You went down, period, blah, blah, blah. Read whatever small breakdowns you want. You went down, you stupid fat F. You are not soaring with the Eagles. Eat a fly, you stupid fat piece of S. And Mike, since you enjoy it, you're a fat piece of S also.
That's lovely. I love the fact that they're getting that off their chest.
Okay.
Enjoy it while you can.
First off, you tell me just shut up. No, you just shut up. Mm-hmm. We went down 0.5 point, period. That's it. Mm-hmm. There's a 0.5 point giveaway either way with Arbitron ratings. Don't say read whatever small breakdowns you want.
Right.
The show is number one rated in every
goddamn male demographic.
That doesn't sound small to me.
Everyone. Yes, we went down. I am stupid. I'm not as fat as I used to be. When you say soaring with the eagles and eating a fly, what you're doing is referencing things that I've said on the show. Please, if you're going to put down the show, come up with your own words for it.
The original. And you know, with all my talk about eating, I'm not as fat as I used to be.
No, and but my... I only mentioned it because I was referenced. And then here
Well, he called me fat, too, did he not?
Yeah. Here's another one. Donnie with an exclamation point to Mike would see higher ratings if they took a little less vacation time. They are rarely live and wonder why they can't climb the ratings...
Rarely live.
And they wonder why they can't climb the ratings ladder.
You know what I'd love you to do sometime, Rob? Seriously? I would love you to count the number of shows we've done, because I really would like people to know.
And then here's another one. Memo to Don G. Perhaps if you spend more time trying to make your show more entertaining and not boring us with these stupid ratings, you might be successful. As long as these guys continue to take 10 weeks of vacation every year, they will simply never rise to the top again. Yeah.
I smell jealousy.
If Don wants to be a real success, he should make a real commitment to his show.
Yeah, you should.
You're right. Now, these are just comments from you know, Dave's friends, because he's pretty sure that he can open up the floodgates now on us. His only comment about us in response to someone who writes about our old general manager leaving, he writes what his lineup for WJFK would be. You know, put ONA on in the morning, put the junkies on at night, and then leave, leave the Dick and Mike show in afternoons.
Hey, Dave writes that?
Yeah. Hey, I've never heard that one before, Dave. The Dick and Mike show. That's pretty good.
I wonder if his late mother came up with that.
I don't know. What's her name, Rob? Sarah? You know, I really don't know, but Dave...
We'll have to find out.
Dave, here's the deal. If you want it, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, the only topic that really is off limits is my past wife. Beyond that, I'll keep your mom out of it. But why don't you just select which side of the tracks you're going to be on? You big pussy!
Dave?
You big pussy, which is it? Dave Hughes, am I your man of the year? Or am I the biggest sea-sucking bastard on the face of the earth? Do you love our show? Or do you hate our show?
Dave, this is... Go ahead.
Dave, do you think that Mike and I have revolutionized radio?
Right.
Or do you think that we're tired old hacks? Which is it? Do you want to suck on our teeth? Or do you want to kick us in the ass? Make up your mind, you pathetic little creep.
And, Dave, this is Mike. Don mentioned that there's only one thing that's off limits to him. I really don't have any real reason that I can't invoke your mother's name. Thank you very much. It could happen for me at any time.
Anyway, just remember, Dave, we're here. We're looking at what you... We know that you control the posts that you put on your message site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
and
go ahead.
Open the floodgates like you always do. You've been looking forward to it.
Enjoy it now. Get off now. Change your underpants now. Do whatever you got to do. Go buy your rubber sheets. Have a good time. Gee, the Dick and Mike show. I've never heard that one before. I might have to go to Dick Hughes' website.
Jesus Christ. Actually, you didn't say that name correctly. You have to put an L-E-S-S on there.
Oh, Dickless.
Thank you.
Dickless Hughes.
Thank you.
He's got big ones.
He's got big stones.
Yeah. Ooh, he takes on the big guys. Yeah, I'm a bully. I'm a bully, and I'm here to push around Dave Hughes and his little website. That's why I came to work today. That's why I wake up every morning. Just to put him out of business. That's it. That's the reason I'm here. Buzz.
I'm done.
What do you got for us?
Wesley Snipes, maybe.
Boring.
I heard about it already. What else you got?
Seriously?
No. God. No. Not kidding. You know, you could have just said to me for the last 8 minutes I was speaking, you could have said...
Boring.
Right, you could have.
Oh, but I would never dare, and it wasn't.
Oh, no, but don't say you would never dare. You can. Really, go ahead. Say it.
Boring.
Okay, that's it. You're fired.
His microphone's turned off.
How dare you say I'm boring? How dare you? Jesus Christ. Go talk to your friend Dave Hughes. Dick Hughes. Maybe he'll give
Dick
you a job.
Hughes.
Dick Hughes.
He brought that on. He's got to be that way permanently.
Hey, the Dick and Mike show.
Incidentally, if it turns into Dick and Mick, we're fighting.
Oh, yeah.
We are fighting.
I don't understand. want to hear any of that.
Beware.
Let's go back now to Bob Elton.
Very good.
Hi, Bob.
Here's the deal on
Hi, Robert. On Snipes. Okay, on Snipes.
Maybe going to prison for tax evasion. Maybe you'll get a cell next to Survivor's Richard Hatch. Snipes is facing more than 40 years behind bars for failing to pay taxes. $12 million in taxes. He's facing 8 counts, including fraud and conspiracy. An IRS statement says government depends on citizens paying their fair share for defense, health care, law enforcement, education, and the war on terror. Snipes, of course, is innocent until proven guilty. No trial date has been set.
Hey, before all you douchebags start emailing me and saying, hey, you're only giving him what he wants, why are you doing that? Screw off. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
It's fun to vent.
It's great fun to be on the Dick and Mike Show.
Yes, it is.
It's great fun to be on the Dick and Mike Show, the number one rated show for any man between 18 and dead. If you're between the years of 18 years old and dead in Washington, D.C.,
we are the number one show.
Period. How do you change that? That's not a losing ratings
book. No argument.
That's not a losing ratings book. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
The Dick and Mike Show will be back.
Deal with it. Youth is wasted on the young, and money is wasted on the rich. That story when we continue.
Oh, now you're going to break?
Yes.
Okay, well.
Boring.
Dick and Mike to break.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
How do you handle a hungry man with the Don and Mike Show?
About an hour from now, we'll be over at a Hooters Rockville.
Come on over.
Reno-style show. We'll be playing a game called It's All Anal. It's at least a part of the game.
Very good.
What's the game we're going to
kind of like It's All Relative, but it's
not the game we're going to be calling. And it's not called The Biggest Loser.
No.
It's called The Biggest C. But it's not that C.
Oh.
But,
you effing C word.
No.
Oh, good.
Think about God.
Oh.
The Biggest C.
Oh, okay.
We'll play the game with ladies, though.
All right, that should be interesting.
It's all up here.
Uh-huh.
Trust me, it's all up here.
It's all going to kind of be born on stage. A
couple
it?
Of drinks, it all just comes spewing out.
I'll follow your lead, as I've always done.
Tonight on Dancing with the Stars.
Join our little dance troupe.
Now here is a very hyped up and sexed up Buzz, who I should say for the record is anything but...
Boring!
Not at all.
Okay?
Thank you.
Are we square?
We are.
All right. Now... Dance Monkey.
Finally.
Do something amusing.
In his defense, Las Vegas tycoon and casino owner Steve Wynn has a peripheral vision problem.
Oh, this is amazing.
Maybe that's why he accidentally elbowed a hole in the middle of a classic painting he owns just as he was about to auction it. It was Picasso's The Dream. It's a shame because there's a nip slip in the painting. And because it was about to go for $139 million. He's now taken the painting off the auction block. Quoting Wynn, it's a good thing it was me. I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm a Don and Mike show.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's it. We got to go. We'll see you tonight.
Yeah, baby.
Countdown to Buzz's liftoff about an hour from now. A full report on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That's it. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
All right. Good day to you, Bobblehead.
Good day to you, sir.
And Kong Klaus?
Way over the line, guys. Way
over the line.
Guys.
Way over the line.
Guys. Her name's Carrie Spiewak, right?
My shirt.
This is the Don and Mike Show.